Check 1-2. All right. Sounding crisp.
It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welko, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
The 1, Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that! That ball almost went through the ring light! A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike three, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3, top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
From Maimonides Park in Brooklyn, New York, it's time for Brooklyn Cyclones baseball on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app. Tonight, it is the Brooklyn Pretty Boys and the Wappingers Falls Bubble Boys on this annual Seinfeld Night celebration here just adjacent to the boardwalk. It's the Cyclones and the Renegades, game 5 of 6. Of this week's series. What's going on, everyone? So great to be with you alongside Justin Rock. My name is Johnny Gadamowicz. We've got a great crowd on hand. We've got plenty of festivities going on. The vibes are at an all-time high here at Maimonides Park on this Saturday night in August. And the vibes really at an all-time high for the Cyclones as well. Brooklyn, an 8-5 victory last night against Hudson Valley. A game in which the Cyclones scored 8 runs on 13 hits. You combine the last two nights, Brooklyn has mustered 13 runs on 25 hits. Now, granted, they're 1-1 during those two games, losing on Thursday, and then the win yesterday is snapping a 3-game skid. But either way, a Brooklyn squad feeling pretty good. 3 home runs for Brooklyn yesterday, 2 from Stanley Consuegra, 1 from Drake Osborne, and Justin, the Brooklyn bats, combined with an effective bullpen day, really propelled them into the win column against the Renegades here last night.
Yes, they did, and it was a much-needed performance, especially when you consider Brooklyn fell behind 2-0 early, was also down 4-1 going into the bottom of the fifth frame, and Brooklyn really 4-2 going into the bottom of the fifth frame, trailed 4-1 at one point in the contest last night. But to see the Cyclones be able to pick themselves off the dirt and come away with a victory, very crucial, especially after squandering a 5-run lead in Thursday night's defeat. So a big win yesterday. Remain tied atop the North Division, trying to keep the winning vibes going today. And an alternate jersey as part of the Seinfeld Night Fun.
Six Cyclone players had multi-hit games in yesterday's 8-5 win over the Renegades. One of them was Stanley Consuegra, who left the ballpark not once but twice on two extremely impressive blasts that got out of here in a hurry, one of which was over 440 feet off the barrel of the Brooklyn outfielder. And Consuegra just continues to go on a tear for this Cyclones lineup. He now sits one home run shy of tying Francisco Alvarez's 22 home runs for the all-time franchise record. Justin, he's got 11 hits in the month of August. Five of them have been home runs. Consuegra feeling it, to say the least.
Yeah, Consuegra has the last two multi-home run games for Brooklyn. Had a multi-home run contest in Hudson Valley last month in July. Has another one after last night's performance. And Consuegra has really been a catalyst. It seems like when Consuegra plays his best, so do the Cyclones, as his offensive surge really propelled the team last night. And honestly, it was that 3-run home run he hit the Titanic shot that he powered out towards Luna Park and maybe the moon last night. That second home run he hit really unlocking another level of excitement, not only for the Cyclone fans, but the players and the coaches themselves. And who knows, maybe that home run, the little spark plug Brooklyn needed to turn the tide after a couple of tough games to start the series.
Yeah, Cyclones begin the day in a tie for first place in the North Division of the South Atlantic League. Them and the Jersey Shore Blue Claws, an identical record of 27 wins and 19 losses. The man trying to propel Brooklyn to its second straight win, well, that'll be the right-hander, Jordan Gieber, making his return to this Cyclone rotation. Has not pitched with Brooklyn since May the 7th, working his way back from injury. A couple of rehab starts with Single-A St. Lucie over the course of the past few weeks. But Gieber has rejoined this Cyclone squad, and he's ready to go, toeing the rubber on this Saturday night. Opposing him, it'll be one of the more sound pitchers for Hudson Valley really all year, not just for the Renegades, but across the South Atlantic League as a whole. Zach Messenger, a sub 2.5 ERA across 11 starts with Hudson Valley. And for a Renegade squad that has seen a number of arms go on up to Double-A Somerset, Messenger might be the most effective arm they have left, the right-hander opposing Gieber tonight. So Brooklyn and Hudson Valley on this Seinfeld night figures to be a very fun night here at Maimonides Park. All sorts of celebrations, festivities, giveaways, contests. If you can think it, you can guess it, we've probably got it going on here tonight. Thanks, of course, to the entirety of the Cyclone front office, everybody working hard behind the scenes. It was the talk of the summer, looming large on the schedule, and it's finally here, and we're so happy that you could join us for the ride. Brooklyn and Hudson Valley coming up shortly. We'll take a break here on the Cyclone pregame show. When we come back, we'll give you tonight's starting lineups before first pitch on Coney Island. You're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclone Radio Network and watching along on the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey. Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the 3rd inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back out to Maimonides Park. Some first pitches going on the field right now on what figures to be an outstanding Saturday night at the ballpark. After all, it is Seinfeld night here on Coney Island, and we're so happy that you could join us. Alongside Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gudamowicz. We've got the Brooklyn Pretty Boys and the Wappingers Falls Bubble Boys. First time in the history of Seinfeld night that not one but both teams will be wearing customized jerseys specific for the occasion. So the Cyclones tonight as the Pretty Boys and the Renegades tonight as the Wappingers Falls Bubble Boys. Let's give you tonight's starting lineups. First for the visiting Renegades at an even 500, 23-23 so far in the second half. They've already clinched a playoff spot thanks to emerging victorious in the first half. Here's the nine that Sergio Santos goes with as his guy's trying to get back in the win column here on this Saturday. Spencer Jones back in the lineup after a day off yesterday. He leads off and plays center field. Anthony Hall, the two batter, is out in right. Jared Cerna after him hits third and plays second base. Jesus Rodriguez is Hudson Valley's cleanup man. He's the catcher. Then Antonio Gomez, he does the DHing, followed by Ben Cowles at short. Christopher Familia hits seventh. He's out in left. Then Rafael Flores, eighth, playing first base. And rounding out the Renegade batting order is Marcos Cabrera, the third baseman, batting ninth. Starting pitcher tonight for Hudson Valley, or should say Wappingers Falls here tonight, it is the right-hander Zach Messenger. Messenger, who has really been sublime with Hudson Valley all year long, making his 12th start, 55 and a third innings. A 2.44 ERA. Does have an 0-4 record, though, oddly enough, so far with Hudson Valley. Now for the home Cyclones, 27-19. They enter the day tied with Jersey Shore atop the North Division of the South Atlantic League. Here's Chris Newell's nine tonight. Jed Williams leads off and plays shortstop. Then Alex Ramirez in the two-hole. He's the designated hitter. Ryan Clifford, the three-batter, out in right field, followed by Stanley Consuegra, a day removed from his two-homer performance. Consuegra right back in the thick of things. He's the cleanup man playing left. Jacob Reimer in the five-hole. He's at the hot corner, followed by William Lugo, who plays first base and hits sixth. DeAndre Smith, the second baseman, bats seventh, followed by Christian Prejean, Brooklyn's catcher tonight, in the eight-hole. And finally, last but not least for the Cyclones, it is the center fielder, Rylan Thomas. Thomas did not play yesterday. Back in the lineup tonight, batting ninth and playing center. Starting pitcher tonight for the Cyclones, it is Jordan Gieber's return to Coney Island. Gieber so far this season with Brooklyn has appeared in 5 games. None since May, though. Only one of those 5 appearances was a start. All told, 24 innings, a 2-1 record, 4.5 ERA, and even 4.5, 24 strikeouts to 7 walks. So Gieber rejoining this Cyclone squad on maybe the biggest night of the year here at Maimonides Park. It's Seinfeld night, and it is almost time for baseball here on this Saturday night in Brooklyn. We've got the Pretty Boys. We've got the Bubble Boys. We've got all the festivities here at Maimonides Park, and we're so happy you could join us. All right, we'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll send it over to Justin with the play-by-play as the Cyclones and Renegades do battle here in game 5 of 6 of this series, and all told, game 11 of 12 for this two-week Brooklyn homestand. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclone pregame show. We've got baseball coming up after a short break.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, BrooklynCyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster.
Yes!
With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, BrooklynCyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Good evening. evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome out to Maimonides Park on an absolutely picturesque Saturday night, Seinfeld night 2023. The Brooklyn Pretty Boys, the Wappingers Falls Bubble Boys tonight for one night only here on Coney Island alongside Johnny Gademowitz and our special guest for the evening here at the top of the first inning. He made Jay Peterman famous on Seinfeld, the man, the myth, the legend, John O'Hurley, alongside myself, Justin Rock. John, welcome back out
Thank
to Coney
you.
Island. Thanks so much for stopping by. How's your evening been so far?
Listen, I think this is one of the perfect days in memory in New York City. I think it was absolutely gorgeous. Absolutely perfect day. A great place to be in the park tonight. Just wonderful. Couldn't be better weather. A lot of fun.
It's a wonderful evening for a ball game. Jordan Gieber warming up on the mound, getting ready to make his first appearance for Brooklyn since early May. Now, John, when you started on Seinfeld in the 90s, did you ever imagine you would be coming to throw out a first pitch at a baseball game where two baseball teams are wearing uniforms based on plot lines from Seinfeld?
You know, you have to pinch yourself to say you can't believe that that one little decision that you made to show up at a little studio in Hollywood turned into something like this. Yes, it's an honor to be here, and it certainly is an honor to have been part of one of the greatest shows in the history of television.
Throwing out that first pitch,
what was the experience like?
It looked pretty solid.
I'm going to interrupt here and say this is where I really am unhappy, and I'll tell you why. I really want to throw out the last pitch, not the first pitch, and I got nothing but flack from both of the coaches.
Well, we're going to have to try and find a way to pine Chris Newell to let you into the bullpen.
Two outs in the ninth. There's two outs
coming for the save later on.
Exactly right. And coming in now, the ceremonial final pitch.
Hey, I'm signing up for it. What do you say, Johnny?
I'm on board.
We've got a co-signer.
Don't you think the paramutual betting would be a lot more interesting?
Absolutely. You know what? I guarantee you we'd get a lot of coverage for that. You know, the 2-2 pitch, here's John O'Hurley. That one outside and the count 1-2 on the leadoff batter tonight, Spencer Jones. So when you look back on your time on the show with Jerry and Jason and Julia and everybody there as Jones hits this on the ground. A first easy play for William Lugo, who takes it to the bag himself for the first out. Is there any particular moments or days on set that stand out to you more than the others?
Well, it was always such a joy to be there. Everybody was up. Everybody was happy. It was a little like walking into St. Peter's Basilica. You knew that you were in a celebrated place, and it deserved that type of respect. You know, it was only, I would say, towards the latter part of when we went into syndication did we realize that this was really something special. This was going to be something that, and I would say to the extras and everybody that were working in the scenes with me, I said, whoa, there's a good one.
This one hit in the air to center field. Rylan Thomas in it to his left makes the grab, two down.
But I would say to the extras, I would say, hold on to your script. Remember everything that you did. Write down every detail you can, because I promise you, you will be watching this show with your grandchildren. And I said, I can't make that promise about any other show you'll ever do. But that one, this one I can. And I've been, to form, I have been correct so far.
Well, I don't know too many shows out there that have their own night quite like this at a ballpark as Jared Cerna fouls it off. It's 0-1. You came out here, I was told from a couple of folks that you were out here a couple of years ago for Seinfeld night. I believe it was 2017. How does it compare between 2017 and being back here this year?
Well, I'm absolutely astounded by the way the neighborhood has grown up. I look to my left, I look to my right, and I'm seeing high-rises out here. And apparently this is going to be the new Miami Beach.
Everybody loves their waterfront property.
You know, but it's really astounding to see how this area has developed.
Now, John, you're a New Englander originally. Uh-huh. So I have to ask, obviously a big Red Sox fan.
I watched the game today.
Where were you during those four nights in October in 2004? What sort of memories come to mind?
Sitting in exactly the same position on the sofa with my wife. And we were sitting there. The dogs had to be in the same position. We had to have the exact amount of red wine in our glasses. You know, we could, because you realize that whatever you do is going to affect the karma of the team. One of yes, I was just one in our family because the Red Sox have been kind of the dynamic, the working dynamic in our family. So you can just imagine my father's tears and the joy that the family felt in those four extraordinary games.
Well, it's great to see that John O'Hurley got to see those four games in October in 2004. Quite a few Red Sox championships since then.
And quite a few. Quite a few. We've had some good times, but there was nothing like that 2014.
Well, there's nothing quite like Seinfeld night here on Coney Island. John O'Hurley, the man that made the name J. Peterman famous across the airwaves to this day, across the United States and across the world. John O'Hurley, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Enjoy the rest of your time here on Coney Island tonight, and you're always welcome back anytime here in our booth.
Well, I'll take you up on that. Thank you again.
Thanks for the
time. Thank you so much, John. We go to the bottom of the first. No score on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
We have no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. We're spirit in this bottle.
Hi, this is Kevin Parada from Pasadena, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
We go to the bottom of the first inning here on Coney Island. How awesome is that?
That was pretty sweet.
John O'Hurley, a gentleman and a scholar here on the broadcast here tonight. Thanks so much to him for taking the time out of a very busy schedule tonight to join us. As Jet Williams leads off the bottom of the first against Zach Messenger. And after a called strike, can't hold up on the elevated fastball. And it's quickly 0-2. Messenger, the right-hander, 6'6", 240. Will turn at 24 in October from Chandler, Indiana. The 0-2. On the outside corner, strike three called. Three-pitch strikeout. Start the night for Zach Messenger. Williams didn't seem to agree with the call. And now Alex Ramirez will step up to the plate. Brooklyn's lineup tonight, Williams, Ramirez, Clifford, Consuegra, Reimer, and Lugo, Smith, Pregent, and Thomas. Rounding out the Cyclones' starting nine tonight. Alex Ramirez to come up here, hits this one on the ground to third, having to wait on the bounce, Cabrera. And quickly transfers and throws out Ramirez at first base. Two out. Two down in the first. Here's Ryan Clifford. Had a couple of base hits in last night's victory. And now Jay Peterman. John O'Hurley moving over into the PA booth, filling in for our man Rick Rizzetto.
He's got some pipes, too. I don't know if he ever gave a career in broadcasting a thought. But that deep voice.
It is one of the best voices out there, and it's one of the reasons many of us heard him, at least in our generation, in various cartoons as a voice act after his days on Seinfeld came to a close as Clifford takes up and away. It's a ball and a strike. It was the voice of King Neptune on SpongeBob. He hosted Family Feud. He was the last Family Feud before Family Feud host before Steve Harvey, as Ryan Clifford takes high. It's 2-1. But he's had a marvelous career. Seinfeld, sort of the coup de grace. It's also really cool in situations like that as time called a pitch clock violation on the pitcher Messenger. And that makes it three balls and a strike on Clifford. But one of the things that makes moments like that so enjoyable, he's a guy that really understands how special it was to be a part of a show like that. 3-1, and Clifford hits it in the air, shallow center field. Out is the shortstop, in is the center fielder. And coming on is Spencer Jones to make the catch to end the inning. So, both teams go 1-2-3 in the first on a grand total of 19 pitches. The end of one, no score between the Bubble Boys and the Pretty Boys on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down...
You're out. Just move on.
Jordan Gieber back to the mound for the top of the second inning here on this Seinfeld night, 2023. There's Johnny Gadamowicz. I'm just outside of screen there as we welcome you back here to Coney Island. There I am. I'm the bald guy alongside Johnny Gadamowicz. I'm Justin Rock. Beautiful Saturday evening for Seinfeld night 2023. Jesus Rodriguez, Antonio Gomez, Ben Cowles, the 3-2 up in the inning for the Renegades. First pitch of the inning, Gomez hits it on the ground at third off the four-handed glove of Reimer and into left field. Rodriguez retreats, head back to first base. We'll see how that one is scored. But Hudson Valley has the game's first base runner on what is initially ruled a leadoff base hit. Now it doesn't matter. So now it is Antonio Gomez. One on, nobody out. And the first pitch from Gieber outside for ball one. Gomez hitting at 236, three homers, 26 RBIs. Two for four last night with a run batted in. Gieber works from the first base side of the rubber. The righty's 1-0. There's a ground ball off the glove of the pitcher, Gieber. Fielded by DeAndre Smith, standing on the second base bag. Throws to first, double play. Magic baseball or a magic loogie? DeAndre Smith able to pick up that ball that ricocheted off the hill of the pitcher's mound, as well as the top of Jordan Gieber's glove. And DeAndre Smith totally unfazed for the 4-3 twin killing. So bases are empty now. Brings up the shortstop, Ben Cowles. Cowles hitting at 262, 10 homers, 36 RBIs. One for three with a double and a walk last night. 1-0. And Cowles takes outside. It's 2-0. Brooklyn tonight, as part of the festivities, wearing the specialty Brooklyn Pretty Boys uniforms in honor of the legendary Keith Hernandez episodes on the Seinfeld show, as the 2-0 inside. And the count now, three balls and no strikes. White uniforms for Brooklyn. Pretty Boys in navy script lettering across the chest. As Cowles takes outside for ball four. So Ben Cowles extends his on-base streak to 32. And the Bubble Boys with one on and two out. For the left fielder, Christopher Familia. Familia, 2-for-4 last night, scored a run. Hitting at 254, 8 homers, 21 RBIs. But Navy numerals front and back with an orange border. Navy piping around the collar down the front of the jersey. White pants all the way down to the ankles, red and gold piping along the side. And there's a called strike to Familia. It's 0-1. White cleats for Giver buried into the stadium mound. Royal blue cap, royal blue bill. With the orange interlocking BK logo on the front. A part of the nuance on those jerseys. The 0-1. And Familia powers one deep down the right field line, and you can forget that. Heads up on the boardwalk. Christopher Familia just put one in orbit. A long, long two-run home run to pop the bubble here on Coney Island. And in the top of the second, the Bubble Boys take a 2-0 lead. 109.3 off the bat, 387 feet. And Familia, his 9th home run in Hudson Valley, his 20th overall this year, makes it 2-0. A pitch down and in, and Familia able to golf it out towards the backyard and the Coney Island boardwalk, out over the Brooklyn Brewery signage. Now Rafael Flores takes down and away for ball one. Flores came on for Spencer Henson in the 6th inning yesterday, went 0-for-1. 1-for-12 in the series, hitting at 266, 4 homers, 32 RBIs. A strike on the inside corner, it's even at 1-1, but behind those numerals on the front and back of the jersey is a light blue splatter to mimic the magic loogie. Was it Keith Hernandez or was it Roger McDowell that fired it towards the heads of Kramer and Newman? The 2-1. And Flores fights it into right field. That one's down for a base hit. So Rafael Flores has his 2nd hit of the series. And the Bubble Boys with one on, two out. 3 straight two-out base runners after the Gomez double play. Brings up Marcos Cabrera, making his first appearance of the series. Has not played in over a week. Last appeared a week ago yesterday against Jersey Shore. Went 0-for-4 with a walk. Righty-righty matchup. And Cabrera pops it up. Right side, out onto the outfield turf is DeAndre Smith. In the shadows makes the catch with two hands to end the inning. But Wappinger's fall strikes first as Christopher Familia pops the bubble on Seinfeld Knight with a 2-run homer. At the end of 1.5, it's Wappinger's Falls 2 and Brooklyn nothing on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Colby Kubicek from Bryan, Texas, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom of the 2nd inning, Bubble Boys 2, Pretty Boys nothing. Fans, Forest Electric New York is proud to be the preferred electrical contractor of your Brooklyn Cyclones. Whether it's a small-scale service job or a large-scale electrical installation, Forest Electric New York has the experience and expertise to provide a high-performance single source electrical solution. Stanley Consuegra to lead things off for Brooklyn in the bottom of the second inning. Clubbed a multi-home run game last night. Solo shot in the second, a three-run shot in the fifth that put Brooklyn in front for good. And he swings through the first offering for Messenger. It's 0-1. Consuegra hitting at 235, team leading 16 homers, 46, batted in. The 0-1, and Consuegra reaches, pops it in the air, back behind first. Out on the outfield turf, Flores backhands and makes the catch. He and Jared Cerna were having a tough time picking that ball up, going onto the outfield turf. And Flores releasing some frustration after that catch, as Consuegra retired for the first out of the second. One away, Jacob Reimer the batter. Reimer 1-for-3 last night, walked and scored twice. 10-for-49 in Brooklyn, that's a 204 average as he looks at a called strike one. A homer and five RBIs. Hudson Valley tonight playing as Wappingers Falls, specialty uniforms as well. It's part of Seinfeld Night 2023. Reimer takes up and away, it's 1-1. Sandy in last year's specialty uniform, the Marble Rye. Wouldn't be Brooklyn without a good Marble Rye deli sandwich as Reimer pokes it in the air down the right field line. In and to his left is Anthony Hall in foul ground. Tries to make the sliding backhanded grab and does. A beautiful sliding foot first grab by Anthony Hall to retire Reimer for the second out. The jerseys for Wappingers Falls in navy, bubble boys in bubble lettering across the chest with a gray backdrop. Along the sleeves, the gray tubes of the bubble as William Lugo punches one in the air to center. Back on his horse is Spencer Jones in front of the warning track. Makes the catch to end the inning. Nothing like a 101 mile an hour, 397 foot flyout. Lugo crushed it, but sent it to the wrong part of the ballpark, right in front of the 412 sign. 1-2-3 goes Brooklyn in the second after two. 2-0 Bubble Boys on Seinfeld Night 2023 from Coney Island.
Hey guys, here at Baikal Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Baikal, you've always got a pal.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Go to the top of the third, bottom of the 6 o'clock hour in the East. Seinfeld Night 2023 off to a marvelous start. We had John O'Hurley on with us in the top of the first. It's a PA in the bottom of the first. He's now signing autographs for fans tonight. First 2,500 through the gates. Got a George Costanza, marine biologist, bobblehead. No titleists included. And as we head to the top of the third, Spencer Jones will lead things off for the Bubble Boys. And here to continue the good vibes and not pop any bubbles, here is Johnny Gadamowicz.
First pitch to Spencer Jones, misses low and in for ball one. Hudson Valley 2, Brooklyn nothing. We're in the top of the third with Justin. I'm Johnny. Jordan Gieber right back to work. 1-0 delivery to Jones. Breaking ball, hit on a line to right, and down for a base hit. It rolls all the way to the wall. Clifford to cut it off. He bobbles it in front of the warning track, and Jones is in with a stand-up double. Clifford unleashes a laser of a throw to third, but Spencer wasn't thinking three. Instead, a leadoff stand-up double for the Wappingers follows a leadoff man. And Hudson Valley has a man in scoring position with nobody out for Anthony Hall. Real special night at the ballpark here tonight on Seinfeld night. And for someone who, you know, admittedly is not a huge Seinfeld fan, just to see the passion and the love and how much the crowd on hand here is captivated. First pitch, swinging an upper right back to Gieber. He collects, looks to third, throws to first. For out number one, Jones does take third in the process. But to see just how much of an impact a night like this has, talking to our assistant general manager, Billy Harner, I believe we have people from 27 or 28 different states in the house tonight, six or seven different countries as well, if I'm not mistaken. The impact is spread far and wide, and Gieber tosses a first pitch that misses outside for ball one to Jared Cerna. It's 1-0. I think I might have to bump Seinfeld towards the top of my list of shows that I want to binge. Infield in, one away. 1-0 pitch upcoming. Cerna swings and hits a line drive in the gap right center field. It's down. It'll score a run. Thomas cuts it off in center. His throw goes to second, but it's late. And two doubles in the inning for Wappingers Falls. And it is a 3-0 Renegade lead on an RBI two-bagger from Jared Cerna. So Jordan Gieber dealing with a bit of adversity here in the top of the third. Only one out in the inning, and another man in scoring position. Now the cleanup man, Jesus Rodriguez. Runner dances off second and then slides back safely. All Gieber had to do was step off and throw, but he chose not to, and Cerna remained alert, getting back in time. So Rodriguez digs in. Angles the bat off the right shoulder. First pitch. Uppercut, swing and a miss for strike one. Rodriguez out of the cleanup spot for Hudson Valley tonight. Did not see him yesterday, but he has played in the series. At 393 during a small sample size at the high A level. Gieber belt set. Righty works from the stretch. A one. Fastball misses a bit low. A ball and a strike. Antonio Gomez on deck, then Ben Cowles after him. Picturesque Saturday evening here at the ballpark. Turf field below, covered in some shadows. 1-1. Misses in the dirt, and a good block by Pregent, the Brooklyn catcher, to keep the runner at second base, Cerna, put. But Justin, you and I both obviously in our first years here in Brooklyn, and we've heard all summer how tonight is the night when it comes to the festivities, the attendance, the giveaways, just the fun really in general. 2-1, misses down and away, and it's 3-1. And even despite Brooklyn trailing 3-0, you get the sense that the vibes have not been curtailed for any reason, even with that losing score.
Yeah, no, I mean, when you get an opportunity to, if you're a player, play in front of the crowd like this, as a broadcaster, to broadcast with a crowd like this in the backdrop, can't help but raise the serotonin levels.
3-1 misses outside, and Gieber issues a one-out walk. So Cerna on second, Rodriguez behind him on first. And there's two on, still only one away for Antonio Gomez. Hudson Valley scored two in the top of the second. That was courtesy of a Christopher Familia two-run blast. They already have one home here in the third. And it should be interesting to see how long the leash is on Jordan Gieber. After all, this is his first start back with High A Brooklyn, returning from injury. His first toss is tapped foul, right-hand side, and it's 0-1. This next pitch from Gieber will be his 36th of the evening. This not his first action of any kind, though, as of recently. Had a handful of appearances with St. Lucie as he worked his way back to full health. a one. Misses outside with the heater. And it's one ball and one strike. Last time Gieber towed the rubber, he suffered the loss in his second rehab start. That came back on Saturday against Palm Beach. Went just 2 2/3, allowed 5 runs on 8 hits. First and second, one gone, pitch. Swing and a foul ball, right-hand side. And it's 1-2. And Justin, even discussing off the air earlier, just reminiscing to think of the last time either you or I called a game in front of this many people. It really is a sight to behold, and one of those nights that just makes you happy. 1-2, tapped back foul. And count will stay right there. As a baseball fan, as a sports fan in general, I thought our AGM Billy put it great yesterday when we were discussing the plans and protocols, that it's one of those days where everyone looking to just come together and have a good time. And so far tonight, it's been nothing short of that.
Yeah, no, I mean, there is not an empty seat in the house, standing room only kind of event here on Coney Island today. And honestly, the coup de grace has been how gorgeous the weather has been today to help add to the festivities.
1-2 pitch, rolled over on the left side. Reimer, the third baseman, tried to apply the tag but missed, then throws to first for the out. So Serna takes third, Rodriguez up to second, 2 in scoring position. I'm sure Jordan Gieber would have loved for Reimer to tap that glove on the shoulder of the base runner Serna, but all Jacob caught was air and had to relay over to first to get the sure thing out by that point. So 2 on and 2 gone, both runners in scoring position. Serna on third, Rodriguez behind him on second, and Ben Cowles up for the second time tonight. Cowles' first time through, he walked and then scored on that 2-run homer hit by Familia that I brought up earlier. Righty on righty matchup. Brooklyn infield back, the pitch. Wave and a miss. 93 on the gun from Gieber, and it's 0-1. Jordan goes four-seam, cutter, slider, and changeup. Not paying much attention to the runners. 0-1. Hit in the air, foul. This one will make the concourse. So Gieber ahead, 0-2. On the righty, hitting Ben Cowles, former Maryland Terrapin. 1-for-3 yesterday, a run and a walk to his credit. Shortstop Williams is back on the outfield turf, as is the second baseman Smith. 0-2, misses down and away. Gieber wastes a breaking ball low, and it's 1-2. You hear the expression all the time, couldn't have asked for a better day. I think that expression fits today perfectly, and it's not hyperbole in this case.
No, not too hot, not too cold, not a cloud seen for miles.
1-2, wave and a miss, strike 3. Gieber went to the changeup to retire the side, but not before Wappingers Falls plates one more on an RBI double from Jared Serna. 1 run, 2 hits, no errors, and 2 left at the end of 2.5. It is Wappingers Falls 3 and Brooklyn nothing on Valley Live and the Cyclone Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy. It's part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hola, mi nombre es Tani Consuegra, soy de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Cyclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Cyclones.
We go to the bottom of the third in Brooklyn. Cyclones trailing the Renegades 3-0 here on Coney Island alongside Justin Rock. I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. I said Cyclones and Renegades, but tonight it's really the Pretty Boys versus the Bubble Boys on this annual Seinfeld Night celebration. Maybe the biggest celebration all season at Maimonides Park. Thanks for being with us. Brooklyn has yet to have a base runner so far tonight. They send 7-8-9 to the plate. Here in the bottom of the third, DeAndre Smith, Christian Pregent, and Rylan Thomas. First toss, Zach Messenger starts out DeAndre Smith with a fastball away for ball one. Smith, one of six Cyclones with a multi-hit day yesterday. He was 2-for-4 with a pair of strikeouts. 1-0. Smith taps it back to the screen. And it's 1-1. Yeah, Cyclones yesterday, 8-5 winners thanks to 13 hits. Could have been a whole lot worse for Hudson Valley, too. Brooklyn left eight men on the bases as well. Messenger works from the wind. It is a short one, though. 1-1. Swing and a line drive. Played off a hop by the second baseman, Serna. He lasers it over to first. In time for out number one. Messenger had to shimmy out of the way of that comebacker. But a nice job by Serna, who was shaded towards the second base bag to begin with, to make the sure thing out.
And that ball rocketed off the bat of DeAndre, 106 miles an hour. But Wappingers Falls able to make that play in large part because of their excellent defensive positioning.
Now Christian Pregent, bases empty, one gone, pitch. Pregent takes a breaking ball outside for ball one. Zach Messenger enjoying a very nice season at the high A level. Has spent the entirety of 2023 with Hudson Valley. 1-0. Pregent hits a slow roller on the right side. First baseman Flores in, keeps it himself. Plants his right foot on the bag for out number two. So 8-up, 8-down for Messenger to start the night. Now he gets Rylan Thomas for the first time tonight. But for Messenger, the 0-4 record fools you because the ERA is outstanding. A 2.44 ERA through 11 appearances, all of them starts with the Yanks High A affiliate. Righty arm on lefty back. Thomas digs in, first pitch. Misses towards the shoe tops for ball one. 68 punch outs to 26 walks across those 55 frames. Third baseman Cabrera well off the line and in. 1-0. Thomas hits a ground ball over the middle. The shortstop cows to his left, ranges over, collects the ball, and makes the play to retire the side. So 9-up, 9-down for Zach Messenger to begin the ball game so far at the end of three. It is Wappingers Falls 3 and Brooklyn nothing on Bally Live and the Cyclone Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Brooklyn Cyclones will select a manager of the day, presented by American Dream Mall. Children between the ages of 5 and 14 are eligible to enter. Selected winners will get the chance to join the Cyclones manager for the lineup card exchange before a home game at Maimonides Park. Beyond that, winners will receive a signed copy of the lineup card and be featured on Cyclone social media accounts as the manager of the day. Be sure to register today at BrooklynCyclones.com.
Believe it or not, George isn't at home. Please leave a message at the beep.
I must be out or I pick up the phone.
Where could I be? Believe it or not, I'm not home.
George, pick up. I know you're screening for Allison.
Hey.
So, coffee shop?
No, I can't. She knows I go there. It's not secure. Hey, I got another call coming in. I gotta let the machine get it. Bye.
or not George isn't at home, please leave a message at the beep. I must be out or I pick up the phone. Where could I be?
We welcome you back to Maimonides Park, where the Hudson Valley Renegades have a 3-0 lead on top of the Brooklyn Cyclones here on Seinfeld night. Give you some Seinfeld bump backs as we come back from our commercial breaks here tonight. First pitch fouled back for strike one. It's Hudson Valley 3, or really Wappinger Falls 3. And Brooklyn nothing. Cyclones with some work to do. Pitch. Swinging a ground ball, right-hand side, collected by the second baseman, Smith. Underhand toss to Gieber in time for out number one.
Really so, nice play all around there.
Smith had a lot of ground to cover, but he got there in time. First baseman Lugo wasn't really involved. Instead, it was Gieber who tracked it down and covered first to get there in time to retire the side. So one gone, bases empty for the eight-hitter Rafael Flores. He's singled already tonight. First pitch, Flores takes down and in on a check swing. He did not go on appeal. And it's 1-0. Of course, we've got some celebrities in the house tonight. You heard John O'Hurley on the air with us earlier. As this one skied left-hand side, left fielder Consuegra back and watches it land in foul ground. Well struck, but just not timed up properly by Flores. And it's 1-1. Frank the Tank Fleming in the house as well. He was on the field moments ago for a between innings contest. King Henry keeping it fresh down on the field and taking us through the evening as he always does. One ball, one strike, one out. 1-1. Swinging a ground ball, foul, third base side. 1-2. Flores at 266 with Hudson Valley this season. Did not start the game yesterday, but was 0-for-1, came in as a replacement. Marcos Cabrera on deck is next. Then after him, should things get that far, we'll go back to the top for Spencer Jones. Flores asks for time, and it is granted. Here's the pitch. Flores takes a bit outside, and it's 2-2. Jordan Gieber was pacing around the hill. He thought he got him, but Brian Laws calling balls and strikes today. He says otherwise. And now Gieber will turn his attention towards a 2-2 delivery. From the first base side of the slab, the 2-2. Misses just a bit outside yet again on a borderline pitch that Gieber wanted. So Flores, remaining patient, battles back to work the count full. It is 3-2, 1 and the base is empty. Gieber's payoff, swinging a line drive, rather ground ball over the middle of the infield, scooped by Smith, who throws to first for out number two. So two straight. Ground outs to the second baseman, and now Marcos Cabrera, two gone, and the base is empty. Plenty of daylight left, blue sky overhead. I can't find a cloud. Looking in every which direction. First pitch, breaking ball low, ball one.
That's our next in-between inning game. Find the cloud.
Like, where's Waldo? But harder. 1-0. Misses outside for ball two. Two balls, no strikes on Marcos Cabrera, righty hitting third baseman. Taps the bat once to home plate, now back into his stance. 2-0 on the way to him. Cabrera takes a bit inside for ball three. I've noticed in all series, you don't see a ton of swings and misses. It pitches out of the strike zone from these Renegade batters. Particularly early on in counts, 3-0. A get-me-over heater for a strike, and it's 3-1. These Renegade hitters remaining disciplined in the batter's box and really making these Brooklyn pitchers work. Here's a 3-1. Cabrera taps it foul, left-hand side. And the count full, it is 3 balls and 2 strikes. Interestingly enough, Hudson Valley has had plenty of strikeout issues this season. Their batters have struck out more than any other South Atlantic League team. But I don't know, something about their approach this series has seemed disciplined. 3-2. Grounded first base side, foul ball. And just barely foul. I thought maybe that ball even caught a little bit of the bag, but I guess not, as it was ruled dead. So another payoff pitch upcoming from Jordan Kieber.
Yeah, a lot of the 3 true outcomes from not only this Wappingers Falls team, but throughout the Yankees organization, you'll get a lot of walks, a lot of strikeouts, and of course a lot of home runs.
Renegades middle of the pack in the Sally League in walks. The 3-2, swing and a miss, strike 3. Jordan Kieber with another punch out. That is 3rd of the night. And he has his 2nd 1-2-3 inning of the night. At the end of 3.5, it is Wappingers Falls 3 at Brooklyn Nothing on Valley Live and the Cyclone Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hola, soy Alex Ramirez. Mi ciudad natal es Santo Domingo, Dominicana República, y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn solo en la cadena de radio en Los Ángeles.
Let's go. Bottom of the 4th. 1-2-3 for Brooklyn Williams, Ramirez, and Clifford, the big boys. Two up for the Cyclones. It is 3-0 Wappingers Falls. The Hudson Valley Renegades playing as the Wappingers Falls Bubble Boys opposing the Brooklyn Pretty Boys here on Seinfeld Night 2023. Zach Messenger, Wappinger Falls righty, has been solid so far. And maybe that's selling it a bit short. 9 up, 9 down, first time through. First pitch, Jet Williams takes inside. A fastball at 91 for ball one. Jet 0 for 1 today. He struck out looking. That's the only strikeout Messenger has garnered so far tonight. 1-0 to Jet. Breaking ball stays high, and it's 2-0 to Williams. Williams supposed to have the day off yesterday, but came in taking the place of the injured junior Tillian. 2-0. Williams waves and misses. And a breaking ball inside. It's 2-1. Jet with the swing like he wanted to plant that ball out onto the beach. But instead, back in awaiting a 2-1. Here's the pitch. Takes low and outside for ball three. Williams, a first-round selection by the Mets organization a summer ago. One of 2 first-rounders taken by New York. He and Kevin Parada. 3-1. Williams takes inside. Ball four. Jets aboard. Cyclones have their first base runner of the night. It comes in the 4th inning on a Jet Williams walk, who continues to reach base at ease. But the aforementioned Parada continuing his rehab assignment with low A St. Lucie in the lineup tonight, batting 2nd and DHing. Speaking of batting 2nd and DHing, Alex Ramirez digs in now. 0 for 1, a ground out to 3rd. Williams takes his lead off of 1st. Flores holds him on the pitch. Misses inside. Williams takes off for 2nd. Throw is late. A head first slide by Jett. And yet another stolen base for the Brooklyn leadoff man. How impressive has Jet Williams been?
I mean, analytically, he's been even better here in Coney Island than he was to start the season in St. Lucie, and he was pretty darn good in the Florida State League.
So a man in scoring position for the first time tonight for Brooklyn. That's been an issue for the Clones so far this week. 1-0. Ramirez goes the other way, flares one into shallow right. That drops for a base hit. Williams gets the stop sign at third. Men on the corners and nobody out for Ryan Clifford. And the top of the Brooklyn batting order doing what it's supposed to.
Alex Ramirez with that base hit now. Six hits behind Jose Peroza for the Brooklyn franchise record. And Williams had to wait to make sure that ball got down in front of Hall and Wright. Not a bad move. Brooklyn set up first and third. Nobody out for a guy who can tie the game with one swing of the bat.
So here's Clifford. Wappingers falls three. Brooklyn nothing. Men on the corners and nobody out. Third baseman Cabrera off the line. Throw over to check on Ramirez at first. He's back safely. A bit closer than I'm sure Alex would have liked. But the result, all that matters, he's called safe. And now a first pitch upcoming to Clifford. Righty arm on lefty back. Messenger, stomach set. Long hold. Now the pitch. Clifford takes up and away for ball one. Ryan at 196 since joining this Brooklyn squad. Had himself a multi-hit day yesterday, 2-for-4. A run scored, a run batted in. Also walked once as well. Williams on third. Ramirez opposite him at first, the 1-0. Clifford takes high and outside yet again. And it's two balls and no strikes. Stanley Consuegra, the man who hit two home runs last night, looming large on deck. Shortstop Cowell shaded towards the bag up the middle. 2-0. Clifford takes upstairs. Ball three. Now we'll see if Clifford gets the green light here. He represents the tying run. Williams on third. Ramirez on first. Nobody out in the inning. 3-0 deficit for Brooklyn. And a 3-0 count. Here's the pitch. Clifford takes inside. Ball four. A four-pitch walk. And it appeared as if Zach Messenger had no intention on giving Ryan Clifford a great pitch to hit there, Justin.
Yeah, Clifford, a good job. Wasn't a great pitch to hit there on the 3-0 offering, so no reason for Ryan to offer at it. Good patience, and Brooklyn set up beautifully. A couple of walks, a single. And the bases are loaded and nobody out for a guy who was scorching hot last night.
Here's Stanley Consuegra, 16 home runs this season. The left fielder batting cleanup. First pitch to him. Consuegra takes a cone strike outside corner. And it's nothing and one. Stanley 235, 16 long balls, 46 ribbies. Just six for his last 32. But really getting the job done in the power department. Bright blue wristbands. And an open stance, 0-1, pokes it on the ground, right-hand side. First baseman Flores goes home. Catcher Rodriguez taps the bag in time for the force out. So the base is still loaded, but no run home to score. Ramirez up to third, Clifford takes second, and Stanley occupies first. But the Hudson Valley defense doing its job. And now one out. Jacob Reimer next. Base is still juiced. Reimer does represent the go-ahead run. Tying run, Consuegra on first. First pitch misses low and away for ball one. Music continuing to blare in from the boardwalk on a busy Saturday night here in Brooklyn. I'm not sure I've seen the parking lot so full all summer. Bad night to be a windshield, maybe. 1-0. Reimer takes a strike. It's 1-1. Jacob 0-for-1 so far tonight. Flew out to right. His first time up. A ball that I think you and I, Justin, both thought was going to get out of play, but Anthony Hall tracking it down, making the catch in foul ground. 1-1 upcoming. Here's the pitch. Reimer waves and misses. Had a good breaking ball with some late bite. And it's 1-2. Wappingers falls, 2 runs in the second, 1 more in the third. Brooklyn held them scoreless in the top of the fourth, now trying to counter some sort of response here in the home half. Bases loaded, 1 away. A ball and 2 strikes to Jacob Reimer. Here's the pitch. Reimer takes low and outside, and it's 2-2. Again, there's that discipline from the 19-year-old. Waiting for a pitch in his wheelhouse. Jacob scored a pair of runs last night during a 1-for-3 day. 2-2 to him. Reimer takes outside yet again, and it's 3-2. So Messenger in danger of walking home a run here. 3 balls, 2 strikes. 1 out, and the base is loaded. Righty-righty matchup. Messenger dangles that arm across his frame. Now comes set and is ready to go. His payoff, Reimer takes outside, ball 4. Maybe a bit low, too, and a run home to score. Brooklyn's on the board. It's 3-1 on the bases loaded walk.
Yeah, and it was a tad bit low there for Messenger. Keen eye from Reimer. 3 walks in the inning for the right-hander Messenger. And Brooklyn in business. They've got a run across. And now William Lugo with the bases still full, Johnny.
So the pretty boys a chance to pounce here in the fourth. Ramirez taps home. Clifford occupies third. Consuegra up to second. And Reimer on the bases for the first time tonight. William Lugo up to bat after a brief chat on the mound. The entirety of the Hudson Valley infield involved in the conversation. Lugo up to bat now for the second time tonight. He's 0-for-1. Another righty-righty matchup. First pitch to Lugo. William takes in the dirt for ball 1. That ball easily could have escaped the catcher Rodriguez, but instead, he got the chest protector on it, kept it in front of him, and kept the runners put. Shadows continue to creep onto the turf field below. Left center field, the only area really bathed in sunlight. 1-0. Lugo swings and misses through a breaking ball for strike 1. Rodriguez didn't catch that ball cleanly. Popped up very quickly. One ball, 1 strike. 1 out, bases loaded. And a 3-1 Hudson Valley lead. Lugo calls for time. And it's granted. Brian Laws calling balls and strikes today. Elliot Melton on the base paths. Corners in. Middle infield back playing double play depth. 1-1. Lugo, ugly swing and a miss. On a pitch that he clearly wanted to hold, but just had his momentum going too far. And it's 1-2. DeAndre Smith on deck. Then Christian Pregent. 1-2, upcoming to Lugo. Messenger deals. Lugo hits a rocket to left field. That one will drop for a base hit. 1 run home to score. Here comes run number 2. Consuegra's in. It's a 2-run double off the bat of William Lugo. And Brooklyn ties the game here in the fourth. William Lugo comes up clutch. And Brooklyn ties the game. It's 3-3.
Yeah, pitching on the hands. Lugo able to get those hands in, barreling it up pretty well. 102.5 miles an hour. One hop off the fence. And Brooklyn once again erasing an early deficit to draw even.
Now DeAndre Smith, 2, still in scoring position and only 1 away, so the infield comes in. First pitch. Smith takes a fastball for a strike. It's 0-1. That double by Lugo brought to you by TD Bank, their double up credit card, offering up to 2% back on qualifying purchases. 0-1 to Smith. Messenger continuing to labor out there here in the fourth. 0-1 to DeAndre. Smith swings and hits one to left. That drops for a base hit. One run in the score. Here comes the second. Smith on the second. And two more home for the Cyclones. Brooklyn in the lead. It's 5-3. Back-to-back doubles from Lugo and Smith. But the pretty boys in front here on Seinfeld night.
And for the second straight night, the pretty boys have themselves a gorgeous five-run inning. Last night it was in the fifth inning to erase a 4-2 deficit. Today here in the fourth to erase a three-run deficit.
Now Christian Pregin, can he keep it moving? Still only one gun. First pitch to the catcher. Pregin fouls it back. Off the mask of the catcher, Rodriguez. And Christian making sure he's all good. Little pat on the back. 0-1 the count. Former Stetson Hatter.
Double barrel action in the sense of people warming up in both bullpens. Right-hander up down the left field line for Hudson Valley. Righty up down the right field line for Brooklyn.
0-1 on Pregin with Smith looming large off of second base. Messenger looks back in his direction. Now the 0-1. Pregin takes a called strike. 91 mile an hour heater. It's 0-2. Already five runs home in this bottom of the fourth for the pretty boys. And a 5-3 lead. 0-2. Pregin takes outside. Ball one.
Messenger at 22 pitches on the night coming into the fourth inning. He has thrown 28 in this frame alone.
One day after Brooklyn put up a five spot in the fifth yesterday, they do exactly that one frame earlier tonight. 1-2 misses just a bit away, and it's two balls and two strikes. Yeah, that Brooklyn top, or rather bottom of the fifth yesterday, saw the Cyclones really explode offensively. It was, of course, encapsulated by a Stanley Consuegra home run. 2-2 pitch misses for ball three. Brooklyn in that frame sent 11 men to bat. Three-two on the way to Pregin. Messenger deals. Smith takes off for third. Called strike three on the inside corner. Throw down to third. He's safe. So DeAndre Smith swipes another bat. Christian Pregin down on strikes. That's Messenger's second strikeout. And a runner on third with two away for Ryland Thomas. So Brooklyn officially will send all nine to the plate here in this bottom of the fourth.
Yeah, it looked like Cabrera missed the diving tag at third. DeAndre is eighth stolen base and nine tries this year.
First pitch. Thomas takes inside, ball one.
Have to imagine this will be Messenger's final batter of the inning. Now up over 30 pitches in the frame. And Thomas, the ninth man to bat.
1-0 upcoming to him. Here's the pitch. Thomas hits it on the left side. The shortstop cows off a backhand. And the sunlight throws over to first to retire the side. But Brooklyn sends all nine to bat in the fourth. They score five runs on three hits. And Strand, one. At the end of four, it is the Pretty Boys, five. And the Bubble Boys, three. On the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Moving right along as we go to the fifth here on this Seinfeld night at Maimonides Park, where the Brooklyn Pretty Boys have a 5-3 lead on the Wappingers Falls Bubble Boys. Brooklyn just sent all nine to bat in the fourth inning, a fourth inning where they scored all five of their runs so far tonight. New pitcher in the game as Jordan Gieber's day is done. It is Colby Kubacek who takes the spot of Gieber. So Gieber, in his return to the Cyclones, he goes four innings, allows five hits, three runs, all of them earned, three strikeouts to two walks. And for the play-by-play of Colby Kubacek's debut tonight, here's Justin Rock.
Thank you, Johnny. 5-3, Pretty Boys in front as Spencer Jones takes inside and low for ball one. Jones, Hall, and Serna, the three due up. Wappingers Falls, three runs, five hits, no errors. They have left three. Brooklyn, five runs, three hits, no errors. They have left one, the 1-0. And Kubacek fires a strike. It's even at 1-1. Colby, 5'11", 185 pounds. 23 years old from Bryan, Texas. As Jones golfs this down the right field line, a foul ball off the warning track. And it's 1-2. Jones doubled and scored last time up in the third. Ground out to first to lead off the ballgame. Kubacek making his 16th appearance with Brooklyn, 0-1, a 5.79 ERA. One save, 25 hits, and 18 and two-thirds innings. 15 walks, 11 strikeouts. Kubacek last pitch last Saturday. Gave up two runs on two hits in an inning against Aberdeen. As Colby misses downstairs. And it's even at 2-2. Kubacek, former 18th round pick of the Mets out of the University of Texas. He's pitched better, though, since coming off the IL. 4.5 ERA in his last seven appearances. As Jones swings and misses at the changeup for strike three. One up, one down on a punch out for Kubacek tonight. One out of the top of the fifth. And painting the corner punch out brought to you by Lock & Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Bases empty, one out for Anthony Hall. As fly to center, grounded out to the pitcher tonight. And he pops one in the air left field. Back and two is left at the warning track. Consuegra, and that one's off the very base of the video board and gone. That ball just kept on carrying and carrying and carrying. And Anthony Hall ends up muscling it over the left center field fence. For Hall, his first high A and Hudson Valley home run. His sixth RBI. And Wappingers Falls back within one. It's 5-4 with one out in the fifth. 10th total home run this season for Hall. 96.7 off the bat, just 343 feet out to left. Now Jared Serna. Sends one straight back towards us. And the count 0-1. Serna 1-2. An RBI double his last time up in the third. Struck out swinging against Gieber in the first. The righty's 0-1. And Kubacek misses outside. It's even at a ball and a strike. Take a look around the South Atlantic League on this Saturday evening. Quarter past seven here in the East. The 1-1. Outside, it's even. Rather now, two balls and a strike. Bottom of the third right now in Greensboro. Grasshoppers a five-run bottom of the second to lead Bowling Green 5-1. Termar Johnson, who left with an injury earlier in the week, as Serna out in front, it's 2-2. Back in the lineup has the grand slam tonight for the Grasshoppers. He was the number four overall pick for Pittsburgh a year ago. J.P. Massey against J.J. Goss. The 2-2 from Kubitschek. Bouncing before the plate, blocked to the chest by Pregent. And the count full. Hickory and Rome through one inning. Crawdads a 1-0 lead. Nick Lockhart for Hickory. Hurston Waldrop for Rome. In that ball game tonight in North Carolina. The payoff. And Cerna takes low for ball four. So after the leadoff strikeout, a home run and a walk, and Wappingers falls with one on and one out in the fifth. For the catcher, Jesus Rodriguez, who has singled and walked so far tonight, he's 1-for-1. Bottom of the first in Winston-Salem, dash out to a 1-0 lead on Greenville. Michael Turner, an RBI double there. Mason Adams for the dash, Luis Perales for Greenville. As Rodriguez takes a strike. And the count 0-1. Bottom of the first in Maryland. Wilmington a 2-0 lead on Aberdeen. Murphy Staley a solo home run, is second for the Blue Rocks. The 0-1. And Rodriguez a high pop right side of the infield. DeAndre Smith skimming along the outfield turf. And a step or two onto the right field, green shaded turf, makes the catch with two hands for the second out. One on, two out. A run in for the designated hitter, Antonio Gomez. Gomez 0-for-2 tonight. A double play ground ball to second and a ground out to third last time in the third. And he takes the breaking ball from Kubitschek low. And the count 1-0. Brad Lord for Wilmington tonight. Trey McGuff making the start for Aberdeen. Cerna leads off first as the tying run, the 1-0. And Gomez can't connect at the offering down. It's even at a ball and a strike. Score, Brooklyn fans following closely. Top of the second in New Jersey. Jersey Shore and Asheville are scoreless. Rafael Marcano for the Blue Claws and Nolan DeVos for the Tourists. Brooklyn will be in Asheville next week. Start a two-week road trip. Final two road series of the regular season. Throw back to first and Cerna dives in safely. The 1-1, and Gomez a high fly ball down the right field line. Racing in it to his left is Clifford, but this will get about four or five rows into the seats right near the Cyclone or Pretty Boy bullpen. And the count 1-2, visited by Pee-wee high atop Maimonides Park on this Seinfeld Saturday night, rocking the Brooklyn Marble Rye jersey. Last year's Seinfeld night memorabilia. As Gomez takes high, it's 2-2, getting ready for a sock toss, I do believe, after the top of this fifth inning. One on, two out. Brooklyn by one. The 2-2. And the dirt down and away. Nice block by Pregent to his right. And it's full at 3-2. Ben Cowles, the shortstop, waiting on deck. Series wraps up tomorrow. Closing out the penultimate homestand of the 2023 regular season. Runner goes. Pitch on the inside corner. Strike three called. Inning over. Got him on the offering up and in. Kubitschek picks up his second strikeout of the inning and strands the tying run aboard. But Hudson Valley does get a run back on the opposite field home run by Anthony Hall at the end of 4.5. Halfway home on Seinfeld night, 5-4 Pretty Boys on Valley Live and the Pretty Boys Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Funday information you need.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Cyclones will be offering an all-you-can-drink package. This special package offers an open bar for 2 hours, starting 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch and running for 90 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Hang out in the backyard in the shadow of the world-famous Coney Island Parachute Jump. Tickets are $50 per person if purchased in advance, and then $55 per person starting the Monday before the event. Visit our team website at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to find out more.
Hola, soy Jeffrey Colón de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Zach Messenger back to the mound for the bottom of the fifth after a 33-pitch bottom of the fourth. 5-4 Pretty Boys in front of the Bubble Boys on Seinfeld Night 2023 as we head to the bottom of the fifth. Justin Rock alongside my partner Johnny Gadamowicz. Fan Sweet and Boozy ice cream has arrived, located next to the bar by the Cyclones team store. Sweet and Boozy serves up four incredible ice cream flavors. 5 booze-infused flavors for adult fans and 3 social media crazy thunder cups for you to snap some pictures with. Make sure you come down to a Cyclones game to get your sweetness on. Jet Williams to lead off the bottom of the fifth. And he takes inside for ball one. Williams walked, stole a base to lead off the 5-run fourth. Messenger, the tall righty, works on the first base side. The former Virginia Cavaliers 1-0. And Williams takes a called strike. It's 1-1. Now, it's crazy to think about here on Seinfeld Night 2023, starting about 12, 13 years ago now, as Williams fouls it back. It's 1-2. Again, right around the 2010, 2011 seasons here on Coney Island. By the time guys like Jet Williams, Ryan Clifford, Jacob Reimer were born, as Williams fouls it back, it's 1-2. Seinfeld had already been off the air for probably about 4 or 5 years. I believe its last episode running either 99 or 98. It was 98. As Williams swings and powers one in the air left field. Back goes Familia, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail over the video board. Jet Williams, welcome to Seinfeld Night on Coney Island. A long solo home run in the bottom of the fifth, and just like that, the Pretty Boys back up 2. It's 6-4 Brooklyn. .9 off the bat, 368 feet for Williams, his second Maimonides Park home run. And he continues his assault on South Atlantic League pitching. As Alex Ramirez takes outside for ball one. He has been something to behold. And this is third week in the South Atlantic League. Ramirez takes down and away. It's 2-0. He was a guy the Mets had zeroed in on for a long time prior to last year's first round. So Ramirez takes low, 3-0. Sometimes teams will strategically take guys to spoil that kind of fun for another organization. But the Mets had keen on Jet Williams, and Jet the Met has been a smashing success in his first full pro season. Ramirez takes a strike. It's 3-1. I have a feeling he's going to be the Mets' number one prospect sooner rather than later. 3-1 pitch, and Ramirez takes outside for ball four. So Alex on base for the second time in as many innings. And Brooklyn a 2-run fifth inning lead, 1-0, nobody out. For the right fielder, Ryan Clifford. And that'll be all for Zach Messenger on this Saturday night. Sergio Santos out of the third base dugout. Messenger, after a 33-pitch bottom of the fourth, gives up a home run and a walk to start the fifth. And it'll be a new arm in to face Ryan Clifford. And we come back. One on, one in. Nobody out in the fifth. Pretty Boys, a 6-4 lead. Seinfeld Night 2023. Don't go anywhere. On Valley Live and the Pretty Boys Radio Network.
By Cal Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at By Cal, you've always got a pal.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Zach Messenger's day is done. He exits this ball game having gone 4-plus innings, 4 hits, 4 walks, 2 strikeouts. As it stands right now, he's given up 6 runs, all of which are earned. However, that line not final because he just walked Alex Ramirez to bookend his night. So Ramirez, his responsibility. And the new arm in the game is Anderson Munoz for Hudson Valley. It is Brooklyn 6 and Hudson Valley 4, the Pretty Boys leading the Bubble Boys here on Seinfeld Night 2023. Jet Williams is already homered in the inning. Nobody out, runner on first, and Ryan Clifford set to come to the plate, Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. So Jet Williams jolts one over the left field video board. Ramirez coaxes a walk, and Anderson Munoz comes on to make his 2023 South Atlantic League debut. Did pitch with Hudson Valley in the 2021 season as a starter. Made 8 starts, went 2-1 with a 4.41 ERA. And his first pitch to Ryan Clifford, low for ball one. Munoz joined Wappinger's Falls from Single-A Tampa earlier this afternoon. Munoz standing at 5'8", 158 pounds. Turned 25 earlier this month. From La Canada, Venezuela. Infield shifted for Clifford to pull the 1-0. And Ryan takes a called strike at 87. It's 1-1. Munoz started the year at Double-A Somerset, made 2 appearances before landing on the IL on April the 20th. Was transferred to the 60-day IL on June the 6th. The 1-1. Clifford takes a strike. It's 1-2. Was sent to the Florida Complex League on a rehab assignment on the 17th of July. Gave up 7 runs, 6 earned, and 2 1/3 innings in the FCL. As Clifford takes low, it's 2-2. Actually, stand corrected, gave up 5 runs, 3 earned on 2 hits, in an, or 4 runs, 5 hits in 6 innings in the Florida Complex League. Moved on to Single-A Tampa on August the 8th. That's where they gave up 7 runs, 6 earned, and 2 1/3. This flared shallow left. Out is the third baseman Cabrera trying to fight it. Sliding feet first is the left fielder Familia, and he makes the catch even with Cabrera standing on top of him. Retreating back to first base Ramirez. What a stellar catch by Christopher Familia to take away what would have been a seeing eye base hit from Ryan Clifford.
Really impressive, and the fact that they almost ran into one another made it all the more impressive. Always interesting to see how plays like that develop and what happens at the last possible moment. Well, there it was Familia recognizing he needed to lay out to get the baseball and did just that.
So one on, one out in the fifth. Stanley Consuegra, the batter, grounded into a fielder's choice. Came around to score in the fourth. Grounded out to first in his only, or rather first at bat in the second. And he swings, bounces 1-3, off the heel of Cabrera's glove, and into left field. Ramirez makes the turn at second and retreats. We'll see how this one is scored. 109.6 off the bat for Stanley. And Brooklyn with two on and one out here in the fifth. That for now will go down as an E5 on Cabrera. That one stung mighty hard. And Cabrera tried playing it on his forehand and could not make the play cleanly. Two on, one out for Jacob Reimer. As fouled out to right and walked home a run an inning ago. And he takes a knee-high strike from Munoz. It's 0-1. Munoz pitching for the first time since earlier this week. Have to go back to last Wednesday or earlier this week Wednesday for his last appearance at Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach. Gave up three runs, two earned on one hit in two-thirds of an inning. Reimer checks his swing. Did he go? No, he did not on appeal, says Melton. It's even at a ball and a strike. Ramirez at second, Consuegra at first, a run already in for Brooklyn in the inning. The 1-1 for Munoz, and Reimer fouls it deep down the right field line, ticketed for the parking lot. And it's 1-2. Beautiful night here in Brooklyn. Lights have flickered on. Twilight sky, hints of gold and pink across the horizon, mixed in with some navy blue. A 1-2 pitch. And Reimer takes the breaking ball outside. It's 2-2 right now on Coney Island. 76 degrees according to AccuWeather. Real feel at 74. 9 mile per hour wind gusts to the west. American flag out in center. Unfurled towards the third base line. Here comes the 2-2. And Reimer takes outside. The count full. So another at-bat for Reimer with a full count. Second time he's done that in three trips today. Very patient and cerebral hitter. Loves to work those counts in order to give himself the best opportunity. The payoff. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Got him on the off-speed, down and away. Anderson Munoz with his first strikeout with Wappinger's Falls this season. Two out. And the fifth inning for William Lugo. Lugo had the game-tying two-run double an inning ago. He's also flied out to center. 1-for-2 tonight. Great to see our marvelous photographer, Matt Kipp, up here high atop Maimonides Park tonight, getting some shots of the scenes of a packed house here on this Saturday night in Brooklyn. William Lugo takes a strike at 0-1. The 0-1. Outside, it's 1-1. Dylan Goodman, Jessica Elowitz, Lily Clark, Jenny Kimbrough, among so many others helping produce all the wonderful content you will see across social media and our website. Not only tonight, but over the next several days as Lugo skies it in the air. Down the right field line, Flores hugging the foul line, tries to make the over-the-shoulder catch and does. Oh, what a grab by Rafael Flores. About 10 or so feet up the first base line into right field. A tricky play that might have ended up a fair ball if he didn't reel it in. But Brooklyn picks up a run on the home run to left by Jet Williams after 5-6-4 Pretty Boys on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
Another great little twist here on Seinfeld Night. Instead of our normal guess the scene from the movie, it's guess which movie the Seinfeld episode is referencing as part of one of our in-game competitions tonight. Part of the many great things that happen here at Maimonides Park on our annual Seinfeld Night festivities. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you as we move to the top of the sixth. Pretty Boys leading the Bubble Boys, 6-4. Fifth game of our six-game series. Game 11 of this 12-game homestand. As Ben Cowles takes a call at strike one. Beautiful night. Boats in the water out beyond the right field fence as Cowles reaches down, skies it in the air to center. Over to his left, Ryland Thomas, and he'll put it away for the first out of the inning. It was great talking with my predecessor and current co-radio voice of our parent affiliate, the New York Mets, Keith Radd, yesterday about Seinfeld Night and his own experiences here on Coney Island over the years. As Christopher Familia digs in, a two-run home run and a ground out to first tonight. He swings and misses at the offering down at 0-1. And Keith, a Seinfeld fanatic, sort of like us as kids, the 0-1. Outside, it's 1-1. Quoting religiously lines from Adam Sandler and Will Ferrell movies. That's Keith with Seinfeld. As many of you Cyclone and Pretty Boy fans have learned through the festivities over the years, is Familia out in front and the count 1-2. But it was great getting a chance to hear from him about why he loves this night, outside of the fact that he is such a tremendous fan of the show. He was particularly a huge fan where the 1-2 pitch outside and low, it's 2-2. 2 years ago in 2021, when really the maestro of Seinfeld Night, our assistant general manager, media superstar Billy Harner, hosted the festivities down on the field here in Brooklyn. I asked him if Billy wore King's attire or if he brought out the famous puffy shirt that Jerry wore on the show. The payoff pitch, and Familia fouls it out of play. It's 3-2, and Keith said, "Nah, Billy didn't wear the puffy shirt because I was commandeering it here high atop the ballpark." Hopefully Keith broke out the puffy shirt tonight in St. Louis. The payoff pitch, up and away, ball four, and Familia works a one-out walk.
Proper broadcast attire.
I can't think of a better piece of clothing to wear on a night like tonight, except for maybe a mailman outfit like Newman. And here comes Rafael Flores. 1-2 with a base hit tonight. Single to right in the second, ground out to second, last time up in the fourth. As Kubicek paints the inside corner, it's 0-1. The Elena Benes bad dancing competition after the final out. Always an awesome and what he described as the best of all the traditions. There's a foul ball towards us and on towards the level below us, the suite level. And Flores behind 0-2. Had to think fast, but couple of fans in the suites coming away with a souvenir tonight. Not just the George Costanza bobblehead. Colby's 0-2. And this hammer deep down the left field line, we're tied. Way out beyond the light stanchion and gone. Rafael Flores, a long two-run home run to left. And the Bubble Boys have drawn even at 6-6. 96.3 off the bat, 377 feet out to left. And Rafael Flores with yet another home run in this ballgame. And a grand total of four, three for Hudson Valley, one for Brooklyn. And it's a six-all contest here on Seinfeld night.
Yeah, the ball's been flying out tonight, which you can really count on one hand how many times you can say that this year.
There's a strike to Marcos Cabrera. It's 0-1. Flores, his fifth home run of the year. RBIs 33 and 34. The 0-1. And Cabrera out in front off the glove of the catcher, Pregent. It's 0-2.
What makes it all the more odd is, sure, there is a slight breeze, but it's not the kind of night where the wind is really having a crazy impact on things. Just a lot of raw power on display.
Instead of the pretzels making the bats thirsty, as Cabrera takes high, it's 1-2. Seinfeld night getting a big chunk of power. Hungry for homers. 1-2, struck him out swinging. Got him on the changeup down. For Colby, his third strikeout. Two out of the sixth for Spencer Jones. That painting the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Spencer Jones, 1-for-3 tonight. Doubled and scored in the third. Struck out his last trip. And he takes down and away for ball one. Talk about how engaged the fans are on a night like tonight as Jones takes outside 2-0. Before the different on-field games, the Seinfeld-themed on-field games, either pregame or during the game, even postgame tonight, we'll show a clip from the show to give fans, maybe those that are here tonight that maybe don't understand the full grasp of the show, as Jones takes high. It's 3 balls and no strikes. Play a clip from the show so those in attendance can share a laugh, reminiscing. 3-0 up and away, ball four, and Jones works a walk. Or give those unaware a good idea what the game will be about or what the contest will be about. But everyone's so engaged and focused on a night like tonight that when they play those clips in between innings, most of the fans, if not all of them, stop and watch what's going on the video board. Everyone stopping and watching Chris Newell come out of the first base dugout as he'll make a Bi-Cal Auto Mall call to the bullpen. Benito Garcia coming on, one on, two out, top of the sixth. Wappingers Falls has drawn even, 6-6 on Valley Live and the Pretty Boys Radio Network.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Colby Kubicek from Bryan, Texas, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Colby Kubicek out of this ball game. Benito Garcia in a Bi-Cal Auto Mall pitching change brought to you by our friends at Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Make sure you pay him a visit, 2859 Flatbush Avenue, or visit BiCalAutoMall.com. Well, over an inning and two-thirds, Colby Kubitschek only gave up two hits. The issue was both of those hits were home runs. And he departs this ballgame with two gone in the top of the sixth, a runner on first. Now Benito Garcia in out of the Brooklyn bullpen. We are all knotted up at six. As Garcia comes on, he'll face Anthony Hall with the speedy Spencer Jones standing off of first base, Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. So Benito Garcia coming on to try and record the final out of the sixth inning and keep this game tied. Got a guy in a Kevin Parada jersey getting ready to play one of the on-field games. A Parada number 4 customized Mets jersey. One on, two out. And Garcia's first pitch to Anthony Hall is inside for ball one. Garcia, the right-hander, standing at 6 feet tall, 165 pounds. 23 years old from Santo Domingo in the Dominican. 1-0 pitch and a beautiful slider as Hall out in front. It's even at 1-1. The number is for Benito. So far on Coney Island this year, his 17th appearance, 15th out of the bullpen, is this hammered foul right by the railing of the camera well. Look out, Juan, manning the camera down there. It's a ball at two strikes. Garcia 0-1, a 1.35 ERA with one save. 17 hits in 26 and two-thirds innings, just four walks and 24 strikeouts. Coming off his longest outing in quite a while. 1-2 pitch. And Hall grabs a piece to stay in there. Last Saturday, Cameron Foster was scratched maybe about 10, 15 minutes before the game started. Jay Speck had to scramble to get ready. Brooklyn had to scramble to get enough arms to finish that ball game. And Benito Garcia obliterated his previous season high in innings pitched. A 1-2 on the ground towards second. Smith fields. Lugo has to get back to the bag after diving for it. Gets upright and covers first as DeAndre throws out Hall to end the inning. But Wappinger's Falls ties the game on the two-run home run to left by Rafael Flores. After 5.5, we're tied at 6 on Valley Live and the Pretty Boys Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Pretty Boys and Bubble Boys, all even, tied at 6 here on this Seinfeld night 2023 alongside Johnny Gadamowicz. I'm Justin Rock. DeAndre Smith, Christian Pregent, Ryland Thomas. 3-2 up for the Pretty Boys in the sixth inning. Final line for the starter, Zach Messenger, 4-plus innings, 6 runs all earned on 4 hits. 4 walks, 2 Ks, a home run allowed. 64 pitches and 35 strikes. Anderson Munoz out for his first full inning of relief. And he misses down and into Smith. It's 1-0. Final line for Colby Kubicek goes an inning and two-thirds. Three runs all earned on two hits, three walks, three strikeouts, two home runs. 1-0 fouled away. It's even at a ball and a strike. Colby 40 pitches, 22 strikes. DeAndre had the go-ahead two-run double back in the fourth, put Brooklyn in front 5-3 at the time. 1-1 outside and low. And the count 2-1. Smith, that two-run double, a stolen base, and a ground out to second tonight. The 2-1 from Munoz. And DeAndre fouls it to our right off the door towards the press box. And back down into the lower seating bowl. It's 2-2. A lot of action up here. Press level the last couple of innings. Keeping us on our toes. The 2-2. DeAndre checks his swing. Did he go? No, he did not on appeal, says Melton. And the count full 3-2.
We had one yesterday, too. Bounced right off of that light blue post just offset to our right and hopped right back down below.
The payoff pitch, and Smith fights it off the hands. This one ticketed towards the first base seats. And that's where it'll end up, about four rows back. Three and two, still the count on DeAndre as we near the top of the 8 o'clock hour. Series wraps up tomorrow afternoon at 2 Eastern. Gates open at 1. Our coverage will start at 1:45. The payoff pitch, and Smith swings and misses. Ball gets away from the catcher, Rodriguez, sliding onto the warning track, then airmails the throw towards right field. DeAndre towards second, fielded there by Serna. His throw to second base, not in time. A carnival around the bases for DeAndre Smith, and he's in scoring position with nobody out. On a drop third strike wild pitch, an additional throwing error by the catcher, Rodriguez. So Brooklyn with a man at second and nobody out. A chance now to regain the lead, as here is Christian Pregent. Pregent, the Mets' 10th round pick this year out of Stetson in DeLand, Florida. 30 minutes or so away from his hometown of Daytona Beach. He's grounded out to first, struck out looking tonight. And the first pitch to Pregent cut on and missed. It's 0-1. Look around the Mets affiliates here in the sixth inning, including what's happening at the big league level. Righty's 0-1, and Pregent swings and misses. Breaking ball away, it's 0-2. Mets leading the Cardinals 1-0. Third inning at Busch Stadium. Kodai Senga against Miles Michaelis. Munoz, the 0-2, and Pregent swings and misses. Got him on the slider for strike three. First strikeout tonight. Our first strikeout in the inning for Munoz, his second of the night. One out in the home six for Ryland Thomas. Thomas 0-2, a ground out to second, a ground out to short tonight. But Nimmo, McNeil, Alonzo, Alvarez, the former Cyclones in the major league lineup this evening. Righty offers, and Thomas takes outside for ball one. Triple-A Syracuse, top of the sixth. They lead Columbus Guardians affiliate 4-3. Ronnie Mauricio and Luke Ritter have each homered in that one. Denny Reyes making the start for Syracuse tonight. The 1-0. Outside with a fastball. 92 that time for Munoz. Two balls and no strikes. Double A Binghamton, bottom of the sixth at home against Portland. They lead 5-0. Rowdy Jordan, a two-run home run. He's brought in four runs tonight. The 2-0. A letter high strike. It's 2-1. Dominic Hamill, 6-4 hit shutout innings tonight for the Rumble Ponies. Smith takes his lead. A 2-1 pitch, and Thomas pops it in the air, third base side. Cabrera calling for it with two hands, squeezes it for the second out of the sixth inning. So Smith still at second base, two down now. Back to the top of the order in Jet Williams, who clubbed a solo home run over the video board an inning ago. Walked and stole a base in the fourth, struck out looking in the first. Single A St. Lucie, top of the eighth at home against Jupiter. Marlins affiliate, they trail 3-2. Wilfredo Lara, a solo home run, is 13th. Kevin Parada playing in his third rehab game, batting second and serving as the DH, 0-3 tonight with a pair of strikeouts. First pitch to Jet. That misses outside. It's 1-0. Leonel Ovalle is the starter for St. Lucie tonight. 6-2 hit innings with 8 strikeouts. He's 20 years old, a guy that could be in Brooklyn's rotation at the start of next year. The 1-0 in the dirt, blocked by the catcher Rodriguez. Throw down to second base, deflected off the chest of Serna. So 2-0 now on Williams. Dominican Summer League, Mets blue over the Brewers' second team, 5-3. Mets orange losing to the White Sox 6-5. And Florida Complex League, Mets beat the Nationals 5-4 in a game completed early due to rain. Second game was canceled due to rain. The 2-0. And Williams taking all the way, looks at a strike. It's 2-1. And it's second, two out. Bottom of the sixth, Hudson Valley, otherwise known as Wappingers Falls tonight. And Brooklyn all even at 6 runs apiece. Top of the 8 o'clock hour. The 2-1. Williams hit on the ground to short. Scooped up there by Cowles. Overhand throw to first in time to end the inning. So Brooklyn gets a man into scoring position with nobody out, but can't cash the run in. No runs, no hits, an error. One man left to the 7th. Tied at 6 on Valley Live and the Pretty Boys Radio Network.
We had no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Nothing like popping some balloons with your rear end to celebrate Seinfeld night on Coney Island. Our latest on-field game as part of the festivities this evening, as we have declared our winner tonight. I don't know if we can say the full name of the game on the broadcast here tonight. I guess we could without getting in trouble. But
what are the FCC regulations on that?
I don't think the FCC has any control here. Minor League Baseball might not be thrilled. Jared Serna, Jesus Rodriguez, Antonio Gomez due up in the 7th. Pretty Boys and Bubble Boys tied at 6. Take over the play-by-play for the 7th. Here's Johnny Gadamowicz.
Yeah, we got a good one on hand here on this Saturday night. If it wasn't enough for you that it was Seinfeld night here at the ballpark, which I don't know how that possibly couldn't be enough in and of itself, we've been treated to a real good ball game as well. 6-6 tie. First pitch of the seventh is a breaking ball in for a called strike. It's 0-1. 3-4-5 for Hudson Valley due up here in the top of the seventh. Righty arm Benito Garcia back out for his first full frame of relief work. 0-1 misses inside towards the hips of the righty batter. It even grazed the hips. So a hit by pitch, and Cerna will occupy first base. That ball just barely clipped the torso of the righty hitting second baseman. But I thought I heard a little bit of an extra thud in there before it hit the catcher's mitt. And that thud, whatever part of Cerna's body that the baseball did indeed catch. So Hudson Valley puts a man on with nobody out here in this 6-6 tie. And now Benito Garcia's job just got that much harder. Wasn't a ball that was very far out of the strike zone, but just enough to put a man on. First pitch, wave and a miss from Jesus Rodriguez, the cleanup hitting catcher. It's 0-1. Brooklyn put up a 5 spot in the bottom of the fourth, followed it up with one more in the fifth. Hudson Valley, 2 in the second, 1 in the third, 1 in the fifth, 2 in the sixth. A more widespread distribution, if you will. 0-1. Wave and a miss. Breaking ball in the lefty batter's box to Rodriguez, but for some reason, he liked it. It's nothing and 2. Brooklyn in the home half will send 2-3-4. Ramirez, Clifford, and Consuegra up to bat, giving the Cyclones perhaps as good a chance they'll have to hop out in front here in this tie contest. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3 in the dirt. Benito Garcia has his first punch out of the night. It comes in the seventh with a runner on first. There's now one gone. Strikeout from Garcia, a painting the corner strikeout. Brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn or the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Rodriguez retired, now Antonio Gomez, righty hitting DH. Garcia ready to deal, his first pitch. Hit in the air, right-hand side, into the parking lot. 0-1. I'm always fascinated watching Benito Garcia pitch in terms of how he sets up and how he sort of angles himself as it pertains to home plate. 0-1, set at the belt, he deals. Wave and a miss, 92 on the gun, and it's nothing and 2. Garcia stands with both feet pointed towards left field, so much so to the point where not just the feet, but even the entirety of his frame is angled towards the left field foul pole. 0-2, misses down and away, it's 1-2, and hey, whatever works, who am I to question it? But it definitely is something that you don't see every day. And even now, with a runner on first base, Garcia, even with facing left field, sort of cranes his neck around his right shoulder to see the runner on first out of the corner of his eye. 1-2 slider, swing and a miss, strike 3. Back-to-back punch outs for Benito. So clearly it's working. And after hitting the leadoff man, Cerna, he sat down Rodriguez and Gomez back-to-back. Sorry, Justin, didn't mean to cut you off there.
No, I was adding on to what you were going to say is, you know, Benito, part of what makes him so effective is that deception because of the way he sets himself up on the mound. Not a guy that's going to blow it by you.
Runner goes. First pitch cut on and miss. Throw down from Pregent. On a line. Not in time, though. Second baseman Smith covered and applied the tag. Looked like for a moment that the runner Cerna may have even come off the bag. As he had his momentum flying over the base, but I guess he did just enough to get around it and keep that right hand on the base throughout the entirety of the process.
Yeah, I'm not so sure there. It certainly looked like Serna's foot came off the bag. Whether DeAndre kept the tag on, another discussion.
A 1 swing and a miss, and it's nothing and 2. So you can go ahead and pencil in Cerna on second on your scorecard. But Garcia just attacking these Wappingers Falls batters right now. Not even necessarily with pitches in the strike zone, but able to register. Plenty of swings and misses here in the frame so far.
No balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch misses in the dirt for ball one.
And part of what makes Garcia so tough is, you mentioned, Johnny, angled out towards the left field foul pole. Starts off so incredibly closed off, a major cross step towards the third base dugout, and then his body completely unfurls open towards the first base side.
1-2. Check swing. Did he go? No. Brooklyn infield simultaneously all made their way two or three steps towards that dugout, but not on the watch of Elliot Melton. Melton, the base umpire, held his hands out on either side as if to say, he held. So Garcia will do it again, 2-2. Whole lot of torque in the delivery. Here it comes, 2-2 pitch. Misses a bit outside, and the count is full. Well, we're seeing the night sky start to take form here on this Seinfeld night, a little past 8 p.m. on the East Coast. Not entirely a full night sky. Still some dark blue. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch poked to right field, dropping quickly. Clifford in. It gets in front of him. Cerna's rounding third. The throw is not in time. And Wappingers Falls takes the lead. An RBI double off the bat of Ben Cowles. And the Bubble Boys are in front. It's 7-6.
And back and forth we go. Hudson Valley squandered an early three-run lead, and now Brooklyn has seen a two-run advantage disappear. Been a topsy-turvy kind of night on the scoreboard.
Now Christopher Familia. How about Ben Cowles? He already walked earlier in the night to extend the on-base streak to 32. But now coming up in the clutch. Big hit to put Hudson Valley in front. First pitch rolled over on the right-hand side. Lugo, the first baseman, off two hops. Taps the bag to retire the side. But not before the Renegades pull in front on an RBI base knock from Ben Cowles. And at the end of 6.5, it's the Bubble Boys 7, the Pretty Boys 6 on Valley Live and the Pretty Boys Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hi, this is Chris Newell from Clarkston, Michigan, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This pitch and change driven by Vical Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Or log on to VicalAutoMall.com. On for the second time in the series is the right-hander Harrison Cohen. 6 feet tall, under 90 pounds, 24 years old from New Hyde Park in New York. Takes over for Anderson Munoz. Two no-hit innings, no walks, three Ks. Did allow a couple of base runners on a drop third strike wild pitch. Brooklyn now down a run trying to draw even or take the lead.
First pitch, Alex Ramirez takes a fastball for a strike. It's nothing and one. Yeah, Munoz was spectacular in his high A debut. Two innings, no hits, no walks, three strikeouts. Now Cohen on, a one. Ramirez takes low and away. It's a ball and a strike. Hudson Valley 7 and Brooklyn 6. These two teams going back and forth. It's been a seesaw affair all night. And now it's Brooklyn's turn to respond. 1-1 up coming to Ramirez. Cohen works out of the stretch, 1-1. Ramirez laid on a heater, and it's 1-2. Cohen dialed it up to 94 there.
2-3-4. Ramirez, then Ryan Clifford. Stanley Consuegra follows after him. Ramirez calls for time. Cyclones, 6 runs on 4 hits, no errors. And the Renegades, 7 on 8 with 2 errors. Hudson Valley hasn't exactly been spectacular in the field this series. We saw them make 3 errors in a game earlier in the week. Game they still won at that. 1-2. Ramirez takes outside. And it's 2-2. Alex the DH tonight for this Cyclone squad. Coming off a multi-hit day yesterday when Brooklyn snapped that 3-game skid. Righty-righty, 2-2. Ramirez hits a ground ball over the middle. The shortstop, Cowles, cuts off the second baseman, Cerna, and makes the play in time for out number one.
Gotta say, Hudson Valley has themselves a treasure trove of guys that could play the shortstop position well. Alexander Vargas, Jared Cerna, and now Ben Cowles. We've seen in this series, man, the shortstop spot, and all have done a really bang-up job.
Now Ryan Clifford up to bat, and this might be the most we've seen an infield shift on a batter all year. First pitch, backdoor slider in there for a strike, it's 0-1. The third baseman, Cabrera, is practically where the shortstop normally plays, and Cowles at short is about 3 steps away from playing straight up the middle. 0-1, Clifford checks his swing, and did not go. Or rather, he did. 0-2.
Yeah, the home plate umpire, Brian Law, is making the call there.
Didn't even go down to appeal with Melton on the bases. So Clifford needs to get defensive here. 0-2 from Cohen. Clifford takes it up and away. Ball one. Ball and 2 strikes. 1 gone. Bases empty. The tying run. Up to bat for the Cyclones. They're only down 1. And Clifford certainly someone who can change this game with the snap of a finger. The 1-2. Clifford takes outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. See, I was trying to dial up what I did yesterday, saying that Brooklyn needed a quick response. And lo and behold, seconds later, Stanley Consuegra left the ballpark. 2-2. Clifford takes a called strike 3. He knew it. No argument for the home plate umpire, Brian Laws. Instead, Clifford makes his way back to the Brooklyn dugout on the first base side. And Harrison Cohen has retired the first 2 batters he's faced tonight, courtesy of a ground out and a strikeout.
Yeah, don't want to spoil all your Nostradamus magic in 1 weekend, Johnny.
Got to spread it out. After all, Cyclones are in the heat of a playoff chase. I got to pick and choose my spots wisely here. Now Consuegra, bases empty, 2 away, pitch. Stanley hits it very high in the air on the left-hand side, and it lands in the seats.
I was waiting for that as soon as he made contact and the ball went in the air. I was like, oh, you were just off by a batter. Fortunately, went in the wrong direction.
Nothing in 1 on Consuegra, the Brooklyn cleanup man tonight. His 6th season in the Mets system. Signed as an undrafted free agent in July of 17. Hits this 0-1 pitch on the left side. Diving play by the shortstop, Cowles, but his throw will be well too late. Well, Ben Cowles sprawled out on all 4s to get to that baseball and trap it in the infield. But he had his momentum going towards the left field line and fully needed to get back up onto his feet to make the throw. No chance at getting Consuegra. So a 2-out base runner, Stanley aboard for the 3rd time tonight. That is first base hit, though. Now Jacob Reimer, Consuegra off first and 2 gone. Reimer up to bat now represents the go-ahead run in the ballgame. First pitch to him. Jacob takes low and outside. 1-0. William Lugo on deck should Brooklyn keep things moving here. Cohen's 1-0. And Reimer slices it foul right-hand side. 1-1. Well, he got 7,000-plus, you'd imagine, in the house tonight. And Brooklyn trying to treat them to a spectacle here on this Saturday evening. They trail by 1, tying a run on the base paths. A 1-1 count in this 7-6 ball game with 2 away. Cohen, a deep exhale, chest set, 1-1. Reimer takes a slider outside for ball 2. have to imagine. We can, of course, check the numbers once everything is final. But this may be quite possibly the highest attended Cyclone game of the 2023 season. 2-1 misses low and outside. And it's 3-1 to the 19-year-old Reimer. Jacob, a fourth-round pick in last summer's draft. Originally from Redlands, California. The number 14 prospect in the organization, according to Baseball America. 3-1 on him. Here's the pitch. Reimer takes inside, ball four. So Reimer on board for the second time tonight. That's his second walk. His first came with the bases loaded. So he won't get credited with an RBI this time around. But he does push Stanley Consuegra up to second base. And the Cyclones have two on now with two away for William Lugo. Lugo's had his fingerprints on this one. A two-run double, part of that five-run fourth inning for Brooklyn. And I'm sure he'd love to follow suit with that here. His team down by one and two gone in the seventh. First baseman Flores plays off the line. Not paying any mind to the runner Reimer off of first. Time called. Cohen, the righty arm, taking his hat off and having a word with his battery mate Rodriguez. Now he puts it back on. And the two of them, just the two of them, nobody else, appear to be going back and forth in a conversation. Now Rodriguez makes his way back. He's got the mask off, but still suspended on top of his helmet. Now he puts it back on into his crouch. And a first pitch upcoming to William Lugo. Consuegra on second, Reimer on first after the walk. Here's the pitch. Lugo takes outside, ball one. Lugo, a righty batter, has been with this Cyclone squad for the entirety of 2023. Not right from the jump. Missed the first week or so, a little more with injury. 1-0. Lugo takes down and away, and it's 2-0. But ever since he has joined this Brooklyn squad all the way back in the beginning of the year, he has been a staple in the middle of the batting order and someone you can sprinkle across the diamond defensively as well. 2-0 upcoming to Lugo. Cohen deals. Lugo smacks one into the gap. Right center field. It's got some carry, and it's down all the way to the warning track. One run in to score. Here comes number two. Lugo on his way to third. It's a go-ahead bases clearing triple for William Lugo. And the Pretty Boys take the lead here in the seventh. It's 8-7. Consuegra and Reimer both home to score. And Brooklyn in business here in the late stages.
And as George Costanza once famously said, you want to get nuts? Let's get nuts. That's the way this game has gone tonight. Back and forth we go. And the Pretty Boys back in charge.
Now DeAndre Smith. Fastball high. Ball one. How about William Lugo tonight? A two-run double and a two-run triple.
Not too shabby.
Coming up when it matters most. 1-0 to Smith. DeAndre takes a fastball strike. It's 1-1. So the Cyclones so far tonight, 5 in the fourth, then 1 in the sixth, and now 2, or rather 1 in the fifth, and now 2 here in the seventh. The Smith hacks and misses at a 1-1 heater, and it's 1-2. Lugo remains off third, no one holding him on, 1-2, and Smith goes around, checks his swing. But a strike three. But not before William Lugo puts the Pretty Boys in front here on Seinfeld night. A two-run triple. And Brooklyn in front. It's 8-7. We've played seven here on Coney Island as we go to the eighth on the Bally Live app and the Pretty Boys radio network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket, as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, BrooklynCyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
We go to the eighth here on Seinfeld Night from Maimonides Park. Brooklyn just reclaimed the lead. 8-7, back and forth we go. And we'll see now if the Cyclones can slam the door on Wappingers Falls down the home stretch of this ball game. It is 8-9-1. Flores, Cabrera, and Jones up to bat in the half for the Bubble Boys. And Benito Garcia back out for the eighth inning.
So here is Rafael Flores to lead things off. Hit a game-tying home run his last time up in the sixth. And he swings and misses at the first pitch breaking ball. It's 0-1. Couple of two-out rallies in the seventh inning. Hudson Valley a two-out RBI single to take the lead. Brooklyn a two-out two-run triple to do the same. This grounded a third. Throw to first by Reimer. Not in time. They say Lugo is off the bag. And a hometown crowd here on Coney Island about as many boos as Elliot Melton has ever heard in his umpiring career. And it certainly looked like Lugo's foot was on the bag. Missed call by Elliot Melton. Chris Newell over to talk with the base umpire Melton. Take another look back at that play. It'll go down as a throwing error on Reimer. Lugo, a guy who hasn't played a whole lot of first base in his professional career. Lunge towards the right field side of first. If you slow it down, you look at that back right foot. Hard to really tell from our vantage point there whether or not Lugo's foot left the bag. It certainly looks like there's a little indent right by his toes, which would indicate his foot was on the square. As Marcos Cabrera takes inside for ball one. So the tying run is on with nobody out. Cabrera 0-for-3, and this fouled off his leg. It's even at a ball and a strike. Wappingers Falls, 7 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors. They have left 6. Brooklyn, 8 runs, 6 hits, an error. They have stranded 5. Near the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour in the East, Justin Rock alongside Johnny Gadamowicz. The 1-1, and Cabrera fooled on the change down. And Garcia ahead of ball and 2 strikes. Beautiful night on Coney Island. Everyone has stuck around as we enter the business end of this ballgame. 1-2 in the dirt, smothered by Pregent. Evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Good news from New Jersey right now as it stands. Bottom of the fifth in Lakewood. Asheville a 2-0 lead on the Blue Claws. Brooklyn tied with Jersey Shore coming into play today atop the north. A 2-2, and Cabrera chases off the outside corner for strike 3. Slams the barrel of his bat down into the dirt around home plate a couple of times after the strikeout. And Benito Garcia picks up his third K. That strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for liability, convenience, and satisfaction. Spencer Jones, 1-for-3, has doubled and walked. Came around to score back in the third. Walk his last time up. And Garcia misses down and away for ball one. Jones, 4-for-15 in the series. With a couple of two base hits. Lefty batter with an open stance. The 1-0. And Jones takes the slider low. It's 2-0. Big hole between the shortstop Williams and the third baseman Reimer. Williams shaded up the middle. Garcia at the belt, the two ball pitch, and Jones, a home run swing, comes up empty. Garcia pulled the string on him with an 84 mile an hour change. It's 2-1. Flores, a modest leadoff first. And this pulled foul up the first base line. It's 2-2. Garcia coming into play tonight. As locked down as any reliever in the South Atlantic League this year. Among South Atlantic League relievers with 20 or more innings pitched out of the bullpen, Garcia came into play tonight with a .76 ERA, the lowest out of anyone in the league. This is a bouncing ball towards second. Smith fields, looks towards second, gets the force there, and that's the only out they'll get. Nice job by DeAndre to scope out the situation and get the lead runner. And so a man at first and two out in the eighth inning brings up the right fielder Anthony Hall. Hall, 1-for-4 tonight. Homered to left back in the fifth. Ground out to second last time up in the sixth. Garcia comes home. Runner goes. Swing and a miss. And the ball could not be fielded cleanly by Pregent. So Spencer Jones ends up at second with a stolen base. For Jones, that is 34th stolen bag of the year. And his fourth of this series. The 0-1. Low ball squirts away from Pregent to his left. Can't find the handle, and Jones to third with a tying run. Some outstanding base running by Spencer Jones. A stolen bag and taking third on a wild pitch, and now the tying run 90 feet away. Jones, 8 of his 34 stolen bases this year have come against Brooklyn. That's nearly 24%. 1-1. This hit on the ground, a second. Smith to his left from the right field turf on the first in time, and no harm done. Hudson Valley gets a man at third with two out, but Benito Garcia keeps them stranded. No runs, no hits, an error, and one man left at the end of 7.5. It's 8-7 Pretty Boys on Valley Live and the Pretty Boys Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
We had no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Harrison Cohen stays on for the bottom of the eighth inning. Brooklyn, a 8-7 lead. Looking to take two in a row from Wappingers Falls. 8-9 and 1-2 up for Brooklyn in the inning. Pregent, Thomas, and Williams. First pitch from Harrison Cohen. This is down and away for ball one. Pregent 0 for 3 tonight with a couple of strikeouts. A stupendous crowd on hand tonight. The righties 1-0. And Pregent off the hands. It's a ball and a strike. 8,112 have made their way out to Maimonides Park for Seinfeld Night 2023. The 1-1. And Pregent off the end of the bat down the right field line. This one will get into the seats. And the count 1-2. That far and away, the biggest crowd Brooklyn has had here at home all season long. And one of the largest crowds they've played in front of all season. A 1-2 pitch, and Pregent swings and misses for strike three. Got him on the breaking ball down and away. And Cohen picks up his third strikeout for the first out of the eighth inning. Brings up Ryland Thomas, 0 for 3 tonight. Third baseman Cabrera playing in and off the line. And Thomas slaps it to the left. This one ticketed towards the back of the third base concourse. It's 0-1. The 0-1. And Thomas fouls it to our left. And it's 0-2. Scrolling through the attendance logs over the last number of years. I think, when was the last time we had a crowd like that here on Coney Island? The 0-2 outside. And it's a ball at two strikes. First time we've had over 8,000 here on Coney Island since 2019. 1-2. Thomas checks his swing. Did he go? No, he did not, says Melton. And it's two balls and two strikes. Have to go back to the 2015 season, 8 years ago, as Thomas scorches one in a right center field. That one's down for a base hit. Playing it well to cut it off is Anthony Hall. And Ryland Thomas will stop at first with a one-out single. 99.6 off the bat for the center fielder. And back to the top of the lineup in Jet Williams, who is 1-for-3 with a walk and a solo homer. The last time Brooklyn had this many in attendance was 2015, when they had 9,156. Williams takes down and away. And the count, one ball and no strikes. The 1-0. And Williams taking all the way, looks at a strike. And it's even at 1-1. 9,156, August the 29th. 2015 against Aberdeen, a 10-2 Brooklyn win. The 1-1. And Williams swings and misses at the fastball away at 94. It's 1-2. Thomas leads off first, one out. Pretty Boys an 8-7 lead in the bottom of the eighth. A 1-2 pitch. Outside. And it's even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. That night was the 21st time Brooklyn had drawn over 9,000 to the ballpark. As Williams takes low, it's 3-2. As far as I can see, I do not see whether or not that was a Seinfeld night. You can imagine it might be based on the time of year. Runner goes, the payoff pitch, chopped towards the left side, fielded by Cabrera to his left. Jump throw to first in time to get Jett for the second out. Beautiful play by Marcos Cabrera on the bouncing ball. But Thomas to second with an insurance run. And in scoring position and two out for Alex Ramirez. And that'll be all for Harrison Cohen tonight. 38 pitches so far for the right-hander. And Sergio Santos, a very deliberate stroll out towards the pitcher's mound. Well, the bullpen gate has opened, and it's time for a Bi-Cal Auto Mall pitching change. Alex Ramirez will face a new arm when we come back. Bubble Boys trailing your pretty boys 8-7. Seinfeld night 2023. Don't go anywhere on Valley Live and the Pretty Boys Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need. For every home game during the 2023 season, the Cyclones will be offering an all-you-can-drink package. This special package offers an open bar for 2 hours, starting 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch and running for 90 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Hang out in the backyard in the shadow of the world-famous Coney Island Parachute Jump. Tickets are $50 per person if purchased in advance, and then $55 per person starting the Monday before the event. Visit our team website at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to find out more.
Hola, soy Jeffrey Colón de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
This pitching change driven by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to BiCalAutoMall.com. On is the right-hander Shane Gray. Picked up the save on, I want to say that was Thursday night. Gray, 6'3", 215, 23 years old from Columbus, Ohio. Yankees 16th round pick last year out of Evansville University. Will face Ramirez with the man at second and two out. Brooklyn in front 8-7. The righty's first pitch, and Ramirez takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Gray making his ninth appearance in the South Atlantic League. 2-1 at 10.38 ERA. The 0-1 in the dirt. And it's even at a ball and a strike. 20 hits in 13 innings. 4 walks, 14 strikeouts. It was Thursday night through 2 shutout innings. 3 hits, 4 Ks to earn the win. It was not the save in that ball game for Gray. The 1-1. That drops in for a strike. Curveball from Gray. And the count 1-2. Wappingers falls 3, 4, and 5 due up in the top of the ninth. As time called. Ahead of the 1-2 pitch, Ryan Clifford, the right fielder, on deck. Third baseman Cabrera playing towards the line as time called by Ramirez. Unofficial line for Harrison Cohen, an inning and 2/3, 2 runs on 3 hits, a walk, and 3 strikeouts 39 pitches, 22 strikes. Still responsible for the runner at second. The 1-2 to Alex. And he reaches and taps it foul towards Chris Newell, the third base coach's box. And remains at a ball and two strikes. Ramirez 1-for-3 with a single and a walk tonight. The 1-2 pitch, and Ramirez pops it up. Foul ground, first base side. The catcher, Rodriguez, calling for it, makes the basket catch on the forehand to end the inning. So Brooklyn threatens, puts a man in scoring position, but can't push him across. No runs, a hit, one left. At the end of eight, it's the Pretty Boys 8 and the Bubble Boys 7. Brooklyn trying to close out a Seinfeld night victory. When we come back, we head to the ninth on Bally Live and the Pretty Boys Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Jace Beck from Tuttle, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Top of the ninth inning we go. Brooklyn trying to close out a second straight win. This back-and-forth affair has seen Brooklyn and Hudson Valley trade the lead quite a bit right now. Brooklyn in front 8-7 thanks to the go-ahead two-run triple by William Lugo in the seventh. Jared Serna, Jesus Rodriguez, Antonio Gomez. 3, 4, and 5 due up. In the top of the ninth inning, Jared Serna has reached base in each of his last 3 trips. An RBI double in the third, walked in the fifth, hit by a pitch, stole a base, and scored what was at the time the go-ahead run in the seventh. Garcia back to work, his third full inning of relief. And his first pitch of the ninth, a slider high, it's 1-0. Certainly looked like it caught the top of the zone. Missed his spot and didn't get the call. Serna got that pink tape on the handle of his bat, the 1-0. That one drops in for a strike inside corner. It's 1-1. Wappingers falls, 7 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors, 7 men left. Brooklyn, 8 runs, 7 hits, an error. They have left 6. The 1-1, and Serna pops it up. First base side, foul ground, Pregent onto the warning track, but this will get 4 rows back. And the count 1-2. Series wraps up tomorrow, 2 o'clock. For Hudson Valley, it'll be the right-hander Brendan Beck. Brooklyn has yet to announce their probable starter for tomorrow. Garcia's 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Struck him out on the changeup. Down and away. One down in the top half of the ninth inning. Paint in the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx for liability, convenience, and satisfaction. One out for Jesus Rodriguez, who is 1-for-3. Rodriguez singled in the second, walked in the third. Since then, a pop-up to second and a strikeout. As he's laid on the fastball in on the hands, it's 0-1. Set the one strike pitch, and Rodriguez can't lay away from the slider darting down and away. And Garcia ahead 0-2. Rodriguez 1-for-3 tonight, 5-for-14 in this series. Brooklyn leading by a run with one out in the ninth. The 0-2, swing and a miss, got him. Slider away, back-to-back strikeouts for Garcia to start the ninth. And Brooklyn one out away from the Seinfeld night victory. 5 strikeouts tonight for Garcia. That last one brought to you by Lockett Solo Paints, with them in Brooklyn and the Bronx. Reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Here's Antonio Gomez, who takes a deep breath before he digs into the righty batter's box. Gomez 0-for-4, a couple of ground outs and a couple of strikeouts. And the first pitch misses outside. Gomez thought about it, but stays away. It's 1-0. Ben Cowles, the shortstop, on deck. Slightly open stance for Gomez, the 1-0. And he goes fishing for the fastball down. Comes up empty. It's 1-1. Reeled it back up with nothing but the lure. Benito sets at the belt, the 1-1. Outside and low. And it's 2 balls and a strike. Wappingers falls, 2 in the second, 1 in the third, 1 in the fifth, 2 in the sixth, 1 in the seventh. Benito's 2-1. This one hit in the air to right. Towards the line is Clifford to his left. And he makes the catch, and you can celebrate a pretty boy Seinfeld night victory. Brooklyn comes up from several runs behind twice tonight to take back-to-back games from Wappingers Falls. Your final score tonight in 9. The Brooklyn Pretty Boys 8 and the Wappingers Falls Bubble Boys 7. What a game tonight as the Cyclones win a nutty one here on Coney Island, or should I say the Pretty Boys, to round out the festivities. 8-7 at your final. And Brooklyn will have a chance to go for a series split in the finale tomorrow afternoon. Johnny Gadamowicz down on the field. We're going to talk with Jet Williams, our player of the game. And before the Elaine Bennis bad dancing contest begins, let's send it down to Johnny. Beautiful jump done by Johnny Gadamowicz. Jet Williams knows how it goes, playing to the crowd in front of a packed house, our largest crowd here on Coney Island in almost 8 full years. We come back. Recap report is next. The happy recap on Seinfeld night. Don't go anywhere on Bally Live and the Pretty Boys Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Sports.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit brooklyncyclones.com.
Line that brought home a W. Seinfeld night on Coney Island ending in spectacular fashion. A game as nuts as the show itself, as the pretty boys of Brooklyn knock off the bubble boys of Wappingers Falls 8-7. A Seinfeld night extravaganza in front of our largest crowd here in nearly eight full years, 8,112, as everyone's still sticking around here on Coney Island as the Elaine Bennis Bad Dancing Contest will get underway momentarily. With the win tonight, the Pretty Boys back to 500 overall on the season. With the W, they are now 56-56, 28-19 in the half. Wappingers Falls dropping to 23-24 in the second half, 62-51 overall. Let's take you through the game that was tonight. It was Jordan Gieber against Zach Messenger to start, and was a scoreless game with two out in the top of the second inning. Ben Cowles walked. That kept the inning going. And then it was Anthony Hall coming to the plate, and he wanted to put Hudson Valley in front early. The 0-1. And Familia powers one deep down the right field line, and you can forget that. Heads up on the boardwalk. Christopher Familia just put one in orbit. A long, long two-run home run to pop the bubble here on Coney Island. And in the top of the second, the Bubble Boys take a 2-0 lead. So a two-run home run to right. Wasn't by Anthony Hall, it was by Christopher Familia. Got a little bit ahead of myself. So Wappingers Falls jumped out to a 2-0 lead in the third. They would add to it. A leadoff double to right by Spencer Jones. Moved to third on a ground out by Anthony Hall. And then it was Jared Serna with a chance to add to the Bubble Boys lead.
Serna swings and hits a line drive in the gap right center field. It's down. It'll score a run. Thomas cuts it off in center. His throw goes to second, but it's late. And two double upcoming. Serna swings and hits a line drive.
So that double by Jared Serna gave Wappingers Falls a 3-0 lead. And Brooklyn would finally start to chip away in the bottom half of the fourth. In that frame, Jet Williams walked to lead off the inning, stole second. Moved to third on an Alex Ramirez base hit, then Ryan Clifford walked to load the bases. Stanley Consuegra, a fielder's choice, erased Williams trying to score. Then Jacob Reimer had a bases loaded walk to put Brooklyn on the board and made it 3-1. However, Brooklyn's offense would not stop there, as even though William Lugo fell behind 1-2, he came through with a game-tying blow.
1-2 upcoming to Lugo. Messenger deals. Lugo hits a rocket to left field. That one will drop for a base hit. One run home to score. Here comes run number two. Consuegra's in. It's a two-run double off the bat of William Lugo. And Brooklyn ties the game here in the fourth.
That double from William Lugo tying the game at three. And then two pitches later, DeAndre Smith put Brooklyn in front for the first time tonight.
a one to DeAndre. Smith swings and hits one to left. That drops for a base hit. One run in to score. Here comes the second. Smith on to second. And two more home for the Cyclones. Brooklyn in the lead. It's 5-3.
That TD Bank double by DeAndre Smith, putting Brooklyn in front by a pair, 5-3. But Hudson Valley came back with an answer in the top half of the fifth inning after Spencer Jones struck out to lead off the inning against the new arm, Colby Kubicek. Anthony Hall decided to put one out of the ballpark for his first high A home run. To the pitcher tonight, and he pops one in the air left field. Back and to his left at the warning track, Consuegra, and that one's off the very base of the video board and gone. That ball just kept on carrying and carrying and carrying, and Anthony Hall ends up muscling it over the left center field fence. For Hall, his first high A and Hudson Valley home run. So Hall with the long ball made it a 5-4 game. But Brooklyn came back in the bottom of the fifth inning with a long ball of their own. Jet Williams led off the fourth in that rally with a walk. This time after falling behind one and two, Williams decided one base wasn't nearly enough. So running either 99 or 98. It was 98. As Williams swings and powers one in the air left field. Back goes Familia, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail over the video board. Jet Williams, welcome to Seinfeld Night on Coney Island. A long solo home run in the bottom of the fifth, and just like that, the Pretty Boys back up two. It's 6-4 Brooklyn. So Jet Williams with his second home run of the homestand gave Brooklyn a two-run lead back. However, it was Wappingers Falls who added yet another long ball in the bottom, or rather top half, of the sixth inning. After Ben Cowles flied out to center to lead off the inning, Christopher Familia walked on a full count. And on an 0-2 pitch, Rafael Flores departed to tie the game. Colby's 0-2. And this hammer deep down the left field line, we're tied. Way out beyond the light stanchion and gone. Rafael Flores, a long two-run home run to left. And the Bubble Boys have drawn even at 6-6. So Rafael Flores with the game-tying home run in the sixth inning. Stayed that way until the seventh. Jared Serna led off the inning with a hit-by-pitch. Stole second, was a bang-bang play. But after Jesus Rodriguez and Antonio Gomez struck out, then Cowles came to the plate with a chance to give Wappingers Falls the lead back.
Balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch poked to right field, dropping quickly. Clifford in. It gets in front of him. Serna's rounding third. The throw is not in time. And Wappingers Falls takes the lead. An RBI double off the bat of Ben Cowles. Balls, two strikes.
So that base hit by Ben Cowles put Wappingers Falls in front by a score of 7-6. However, Brooklyn would have one last answer in the bottom of that inning. With two out, Stanley Consuegra reached on an infield single to short, and then Jacob Reimer worked a five-pitch walk. After William Lugo jumped ahead of the count 2-0, he delivered our Hal's Potato Chips play of the game.
2-0 upcoming to Lugo, Cohen deals. Lugo smacks one into the gap, right center field. It's got some carry, and it's down all the way to the warning track. One run in to score. Here comes number two. Lugo on his way to third. It's a go-ahead, bases clearing triple for William Lugo. And the Pretty Boys take the lead here in the seventh. It's 8-7. Consuegra and Reimer both home to score. And Brooklyn in business here in the late stages.
That two-run triple off the bat of William Lugo, our Hal's Potato Chips play of the game. Hal's Potato Chips, New York made and Brooklyn born. Hal's Potato Chips, the official potato chip of your Brooklyn Pretty Boys. Really should have said Hal's Pretzels on a night like tonight, but Benito Garcia took the baton up from there. Look at the eighth and ninth innings allowed just one base runner on an error, stranded the tying run at third in the eighth, and then retired the side in order in the ninth as the Pretty Boys win it tonight by a final of 8-7. Benito Garcia picks up the win. He's 1-1. 3 1/3 innings, one run on one hit, no walks and five strikeouts. The loss to Harrison Cohen. He drops to 2-2, two runs all earned on three hits in an inning at 2/3, a walk and three Ks. Final line score tonight, Wappingers fall, 7 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors. They left 7. And Brooklyn, 8 runs, 7 hits, an error. They left 6. Final time of game tonight, 2 hours and 39 minutes. In front of our largest crowd since 2015, 8,112 here for Seinfeld Night 2023. And as the Elaine Venice Bad Dancing Contest continues on here on Coney Island, we'll pass it along to Johnny Adamowicz for the out-of-town scoreboard.
Yeah, what a night. What a great time. Just awesome stuff here at Maimonides Park. Justin, what I want to know is Richie Benes going to be taking part in the Elaine Benes Dancing Contest? That's my question. I don't see Richie out there, but certainly a lot of fun here at the ballpark regardless.
I want to see Richie out there.
Got to give the people what they want. Either way, let's give you a check of tonight's out-of-town scoreboard. First, around the South Atlantic League, one game has gone final outside of this. That is Greensboro. The Grasshoppers beat up on Bowling Green. 9-1, the Hoppers over the Hot Rods. Held Bowling Green in just 2 hits in that game, did Greensboro. And Greensboro very quietly sitting in third place in the North Division. So Greensboro wins. Everything else still underway. Rome and Hickory. Rome a 5-2 lead on the road on top of the Crawdads in the bottom of the 7th. Greenville and Winston-Salem tied at 3 apiece in the bottom of the 6th. Same can be said for Wilmington and Aberdeen. They're knotted up at 3 apiece in the bottom of the 8th. And the Jersey Shore Blue Claws, the game that Cyclones fans should be most concerned with, a 4-2 lead on top of Asheville in the bottom of the 7th. So should Jersey Shore win that game, they will, of course, keep pace with Brooklyn as both squads pick up a win. They would improve to 28-19, an identical record. That's for the South Atlantic League. Now, as far as the Mets affiliates are concerned, tough night for the Syracuse Mets. They trail Columbus 9-4 right now up in the 3-1-5. So Syracuse with some work to do. Columbus, 9 runs on 13 hits. Binghamton 6-1 winners on top of Portland. Dominic Hamill, the win at AA for the Rumble Ponies. St. Lucie trailing, or rather, that game has gone final. So St. Lucie lost to Jupiter. Marlins affiliate 5-4, the Hammerheads winners in 10 innings. Florida Complex League Mets completed a game that was initially started back on August 4th, but they had to finish it up against the FCL Nats. 5-4 winners. Dominican Summer League Mets Orange lost 6-5 to the White Sox. Mets Blue won 5-3 over the Brewers. Dancing contest still going on the field with that. We'll give you a check of the Major League Baseball scoreboard on this Saturday. Number of games have already gone final. Red Sox beat up on the Yankees. Boy, how about the Yankees? 7 losses in a row now. Held to just 2 hits. Gerrit Cole is tagged with the loss. And Boston, 8-1 winners on the road at Yankee Stadium.
Very happy John O'Hurley.
That to say the least. Cubs took down the Royals 6-4 at Wrigley. Dodgers 3-1 winners over the Marlins from Chavez Ravine. D-backs 6-4 winners in San Diego. Milwaukee takes down Texas 6-1 on the road. Brewers had 15 hits in that ball game. Not as many, though, as the Phillies did. Phillies 12 runs on 16 hits. They took down the Nationals 12-3. Angels 7-6 winners over Tampa out in Anaheim. Those are the games that have gone final. Everything else either currently underway or yet to begin. Blue Jays and Reds 4-3 Toronto top of the ninth. Tigers and Guardians, Detroit a 4-2 lead on the road in the bottom of the 7th. Pirates are on top of the Twins 4-2 in the bottom of the 7th. Mariners up on Houston 6-2 in the bottom 6th. Logan Gilbert piecing together a strong outing, limiting the potent Astros lineup. Giants on top of the Braves. You don't hear that very often. The Atlanta Braves losing 5-4 San Fran in the bottom of the sixth. Rockies beat the White Sox 5-1 in the top of the third. Diamondbacks and Padres scoreless in the second. Rays and Angels scoreless in the first. Only games yet to get underway. Baltimore and Oakland first pitch momentarily. And Miami and L.A. The Dodgers first pitch momentarily. That's 7-1 on top of the Cardinals. New York beating up on St. Louis on the road. The Cardinals just two hits in that ballgame so far as the Mets trying to grab yet another win in St. Louis. That does it for your check of the out-of-town scoreboard. Justin, I'm not sure many people have made their way to the exit gates just yet.
Still haven't done everybody runs the bases yet. Still got a lot more coming up here on Coney Island. At least on the broadcast side of things, we're winding the show down. The Cyclones will return to the field tomorrow night. Really tomorrow afternoon. Gates open 1 o'clock. Johnny and I will hit the airwaves of the pregame show at 1:45 Eastern time. 2 o'clock first pitch tomorrow right here from Coney Island. Brooklyn has yet to announce their probable starter for tomorrow. Stay tuned to the social media channels. We'll get that to you as soon as it becomes available to us. Brendan Beck, one of the Yankees' top 30 prospects, will get the ball for Hudson Valley. 0-1, a 1.71 ERA again. Gates open at 1 o'clock. Johnny and I hit the air at 1:45. 2 o'clock, first pitch as we close out this 12-game homestand. Brooklyn trying to earn a series split thanks to their victory here tonight. That'll do it for us here on this gorgeous and outstanding Saturday night on Coney Island. For everyone with our ownership group at the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our Vice President Stephen Cohen, General Manager Kevin Mahoney, Assistant General Manager and the King of Seinfeld Night, Billy Harner, and our entire cast of characters here at Maimonides Park, including my partner, Johnny Gadamowicz, who did a phenomenal job tonight, both in the booth and down on the field with Jet Williams a few moments ago. A special thanks as well to John O'Hurley for stopping by here tonight and making an appearance here on the radio network. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Coney Island. Again, your final, the Pretty Boys 8. And the Bubble Boys 7. We hope to have you with us again for the series and homestand finale tomorrow afternoon. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Saturday night, everybody. So long from the Seinfeld capital of the baseball world.
Thank you for tuning into this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.